Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 29.
Is there air? You don't know.
I don't know. That was right.
That's such a good title. You don't know?
That's how he said it. Everyone knows underneath the helmet, RPM Red was really Guy. I just got a text message. Where's my phone? Oh, it's across the room. Oh, well.
Must be rough being named after a complete butthead.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Straight
anyway.
On to the one-ups.
Yep, straight away. Right now, one-ups. Whoop, whoop. Doodle-doodle-doo. And that was a horrible one-up song.
Doc, I'm in trouble. I blew it.
Right.
You blew it.
What happened?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anyway. So, what did I get?
Manure?
Maybe.
Manure! I hate manure! There we go.
I hate manure!
Me too.
Did I get my
Transformers? Not even phased.
No, I'm not. I had my Transformers Prime toys last podcast, I think. So those aren't new. I think.
Somebody
in
the comment, you didn't mention those before. I'm outraged. I didn't get to hear the story. I don't think you did, because you just recommended it for the buyer's guide.
Well, I got them on Wednesday, and we recorded Wednesday last week.
Oh, yeah. Don't listen to me.
I don't remember mentioning them, though. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, who cares? I got those things. So, Black Friday, I decided it'd be cool to go wait in line at Best Buy because
this chapter should be called Fuck Yeah Feeny.
I had nothing better to do with my life. So
we know.
I sat out in Best Buy's line and everyone's like, oh, we need to get a $200 TV, man. TV's fuck yeah computers. I'm like, I want DVDs.
Like, I own a damn
now,
TV.
Logically, it would have just been smart to go the next day, but I didn't feel like it. And I had nothing better to do, so I waited in the line. It was an experience, let me tell you.
What a loser.
Yep.
Did you get pepper sprayed?
No.
No.
That's only small children, and I laugh at them.
We got honked at. That's about all.
Someone thought Brian was hot. They just whistle and honk.
Because, like, the line was behind the store. Like, it went fairly fast. Once the doors opened, we were only out there for, like, a half hour. It wasn't bad, but, like... What? What?
Trample anyone.
No. It wasn't a real Black Friday experience.
Oh.
It was fake. It was simulated.
So I went there to get Big Bang Theory Season 4 for $9, which was awesome. Thankfully, I got like the last copy I could find, but anyway, I got that. And then
you
my secondary...
My cock.
No, it's not. My secondary option was to get all 7 seasons of Boy Meets World, and sure enough, fuck yeah, Feeny, they had all 7. So, I got all 7 seasons of Boy Meets World for $9 a piece, and I felt like I needed to buy more things. So,
big surprise there.
So, I got X-Men First Class, X-Men Origins Wolverine, even though it supposedly sucks, I don't know, I didn't watch it yet. I just felt compelled to own all X-Men movies. And
because X-Men is the shit.
Scott Pilgrim on Blu-ray. No. Which I watched that. I liked it.
Really? Wasn't it kind of weird, though?
No, it was horribly weird, but...
Did you enjoy Shaw in the movie?
Oh, yeah, he got his ass kicked, so...
Like, I didn't think it was that terrible. It just weirds me out. I have a hard time liking things that weird me out terribly.
Well, it didn't weird me out. It was just really weird.
It really was. I don't know. Reminded me of the Fairly Odd Parents movie.
I didn't watch
the
that.
The live action.
Okay.
I grabbed those. There was probably some more things I could have bought, but I didn't.
Quick intermission, but I love that line in the movie where he goes, "You cocky cock!"
Yeah.
That's my favorite line.
Particularly because it was directed towards Shaw.
Yeah, you cock. It was so good.
And so the last thing I picked up was a 16 gig...
Hello?
A 16 gig thumb drive. I don't know, you didn't go anywhere. Stop being delusional. So, that was my Black Friday haul.
My computer just said Brightperia went offline, and I got scared.
No, you... Nope.
No?
Chuck Testa.
Submitted relist.
Oh, shit!
So, on Sunday... Jeff texted me, or was it a tweet? I think it was a tweet and a text. I don't remember.
It was a twext.
But he was like, I found those samurai cards, and he took a picture, and I noticed that they were in like one of them little box things. So I was like, oh, I need to go get those. And I was going out anyway, so we stopped at Toys R Us. I got that Ben 10 set with... Man, Kevin.
What?
He's like freaking out over there. He's like Kengo in the rabbit hutch for 14 minutes. My life's over. Oh my god, you've been there 5 minutes.
So I got I got that pack with Soccer Ben and Kevin and Gwen and Grandpa Max.
Oh my god.
So
Grandpa Max Hawaiian shirt, best figure in the world.
I grabbed that because I could. And then I went to Target. I got all six of them little samurai card things that are now currently on my channel if you want to go look at them.
11 minutes.
Right. Look, I read all the cards.
Oh, Dawson, okay. And he speaks slowly.
I go over all six figures. I go over all 18 cards. I read all the cards, and I put them in the sleeve to look at the cool picture.
I was going to buy them, but now I can just watch the review whenever I want to look at them.
Fine.
And he reads them to you. You don't even have to do any work.
Exactly. Can read it anyway. Gagan. What's this guy's name? Can't read. Miki.
Miki. But anyway, that's all, really. So thanks to Jeff for alerting me of their existence.
Learning it. Shut up and hurry up and finish.
For alerting me, not learning me. Learning. But yeah, other than that, I've just been playing Mario and Zelda and doing right, the typical
bullshit. Time's up. Fuck you.
My time's not up because I declare it over.
Time over.
That's clock over.
Oh yeah. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, boy. Anyway, okay. So my Black Friday experiences was I waited till morning because I didn't feel like getting stabbed. Maybe like another night I felt like getting stabbed, but not that night. But I got not seven seasons, started at three, but I got the ones I needed for $9. And I also got Big Bang Theory Season 4 there. Two of the other ones at Target. Two of the other ones at Walmart and one at Target, so I have all those seasons. I got Green Lantern for $10 and the Harry Potter 8 film collection. And I bought a Chaotic Tin for 60%
off. Okay, anyway, first of all, Dawson, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, one, have you seen this show that you just went and bought all the DVDs for? Or are you?
Which one?
Big Bang Theory.
I've watched it on reruns, and I started to watch it when it came out,
okay.
But I never like fully followed it. It was like kind of like Brian did with Ben 10. He always had the intention to watch it.
And fair
I never
enough.
Got around to it. So
my other question is, why did you not get the Harry Potter movies 1 through 7 part 1 set? That just
because
seems like
that's
it
the
would
more logical
be a better
choice.
Deal.
It really is. Actually, it is kind of because it's cheaper. It would probably be cheaper. To get that and then the 8th movie, but I don't know. I guess I'll go return it right now. So I still got time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got those, and then I found the samurai stuff at Toys R Us, and then Brian punched me in the face. Punched me like that, square in the face.
And he got some kind of question mark on the Megazord list.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It was unidentified. I pulled out my Pokedex, and it was like unidentified.
It was like Pokemon, unknown. And they're like, that's a Togepi.
Like, I can tell you that right now. Nope, it's unknown. That's actually a Pokemon. Shut up. Like, is it the Pokemon unknown? Or anyway. So I got that stuff. I got my AmiAmi package today. And Decaranger Robo is made of sex. Kamen Rider Knight figure art is, like, totally beating the shit out of the Figma with its little blue eyes.
Oh, my God. Knight is...
He's amazing. Gokai Green is all fun. Kaiza Kiwami is disappointing. And Nigo's Ichigo with red gloves. And I think that's about it. I haven't gotten to play Zelda as much as I'd like to, but I'm hoping to change that. I'm done.
All right, so me, I did not go out on Black Friday because I'm a sane individual who didn't want to like get attacked or killed or trampled or anything. I mean, Brian goes around, you know, pepper spraying small children, but I stayed home because I'm not into that kind of thing. But I did get my Amy box, which had in it Nigo, who, like Dawson said, is just, you know, Ichigo with new hands or something.
I legit thought that they sent me Ichigo again. I was like, wait a minute, this guy's the fucking same. I'm like, oh, red gloves. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Gokai Green, who's really cool, and I love the Navi.
His wings flap.
I know. And then Knight is all kinds of sex. Like, it's the, you know, it's so amazing. I was like, oh, I love this figure art. And what else? Oh my, I got the Gombride binder with the Decade switch. And for some reason, I have fallen strangely in love with the Decade switch. I don't know why. Probably because it's Decade, and Decade is such awesomeness.
It's Chris's favorite series.
And
your favorite writer.
Yeah. And then there's also something else in there that you'll have to wait and see in the vlog. All I'm going to tell you is it's something shiny and it's heavy. Much heavier than I expected for something that size. But it's pretty badass.
Is that Saban? Is that what he really looks like? Mm-hmm. I feel like he looks like G's brother. He could totally play Emperor Grum's brother. Emperor some. I don't know.
Wait, where are you looking?
The Dark Blazers tweeted a picture of him. Something about Viacom.
I'll have to look. What did I get? I'm still waiting for that Mandrake box with the Dino Miner and stuff.
How long do I have to wait for this vlog?
I don't know. Depends on how long that Mandrake box is to get here.
You can't tease me by not knowing something and then not tell me.
Well, what?
Oh, look, this sounds just like Brian making random noises after you get tongue-tied, then continuing.
Exactly.
What else? Did I get anything else? I did get some stuff on Cyber Monday that I have to wait till Christmas to get. Because I got like, for $89, all 5 seasons of Dragon Ball and both GTs. And I was like, yes, epic win.
You can just have the Dragon Ball DVDs and not watch them like the rest of us.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm gonna be a rebel and I'm going to watch things.
Still got to finish GX 5Ds.
Yu-Gi-Oh! I know, I'm going to do all that. I should be finishing Dragon Ball Z very soon. I just started Season 9 tonight, in fact. So when I finish that, I'll probably go back to Yu-Gi-Oh! Or something. Finish GX before I get the rest of these DVDs. But anyway, I'm trying to think of what else I
can... Ryan, look out, the guy's going to cut your hair again.
My Podochokin shipped... Oh, I got Billy the Rod, too. That's what was in that box. Billy the Rod. And it's pretty cool. What else is there? I'm trying to think. I know I bought stuff. Oh, we pre-ordered stuff that we're about to talk about. I also pre-ordered another one of those Samurai Trooper guys because I have an addiction and Oki feeds it. And... I think that's it. I still never know anymore. I buy too many things. I need to try and go find some Pokemons, but no one ever has the stuff that I need. And it's getting annoying.
Pretty much, yeah. You know what else is annoying?
What?
Those coin noses in the background.
You know what's annoying?
Coin noses. I want a coin nose. I just click it. Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Yeah, I finally beat this Mario game, and I'm doing it. It's so much fun playing as Luigi, and he's all like, Luigi! And his Tanuki suit's adorably, like, light brown.
Yep.
But anyway, so... I guess that's going to be it for the one-ups, the onesies, if you will.
sparole, 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 sparole.
These phrases get stuck in my head.
Sparole.
So we're gonna...
people in Air SpongeBob? I thought that's been their plan for like 10 years.
Wait, what?
Well, they're talking about how, like, the ratings for Nickelodeon as a whole have just, like, disintegrated. Uh-huh. And this is, like, the lowest Thanksgiving week that they had, like, ever or something.
Well, they shouldn't put on shitty shows.
And so I was like, well, you think airing on Nick was a bad idea? And he said, I don't think they foresaw something like this happening so soon. It's hard to tell right now, but they've been hitting rock bottom for months, and their only response is to blame other people and air SpongeBob. Yep, sounds like Nick.
Yeah.
Good times.
Well, anyway,
anyway.
Jolly good.
Jolly good, jolly good. Onto the Tom Machine Nations. Tom Machine Nations. What?
The Tom Machine Nations. Sorry, Brian, I ruined it.
Ultimate Tom Machine Nations.
There we go.
Oh, that was unexpected.
Best transformation ever. Oh, God.
Ow.
Sounded Swedish when you did that. Sound like Mario jumping.
No, why would Mario be jumping? I'm not playing Mario right now. We're doing a podcast.
We're way more professional than that. Anyway, Brian.
Okay, so as you would know if you listened to the ramble time of last week's podcast.
I did. Sorry.
Tom Machine Nations occurred last Thursday through Saturday, Friday through Sunday over there.
We missed Dark Bunny.
And yeah, we didn't get our Dark Bunny.
Don't remind me. Rock Bison, Dark Bunny, Sky High.
I love how Dark Bunny and Rock Bison are horribly sad, and then Sky High is just
You can't
happy.
Say his name sad.
You can't go Sky High.
No.
It's gotta be Sky High.
And then a slight whimper.
Sky High.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So, everything and anything was here. Figure Arts, SIC, D Arts, Chibi Arts, Ultract, and...
Oh, fuck my life.
Garo, and... Robot... No, Robot Damashi.
Oh, Robot Damashi.
Some other robot furries. Things. So, we divided our coverage into Rider, Sentai, Ultract, Tiger and Bunny, D-Arts, and then pretty much everything else. We didn't really cover Robot Damashis or anything like that because we don't know anything about those. The only time
Brian
I know
does.
Anything is if it's from, like, Gundam Wing, G-Gundam, or Evangelion. So,
our coverage sucks. I'm sorry. That's mostly Brian's fault.
But for full pictures, you can check out Cyber Gundam's blog. There's more pictures up there. All links to the individual sections of Cyber Gundam's blog can be found in each of our sections of our coverage.
Thank you for that.
We're losers. We're sorry.
Right. So, we'll begin with Kamen Rider figures.
Oh my god, I died.
So, obviously Rider covers Sentai and SIC. Just real quick going with SIC, since there wasn't really too much there. With Kiwami, we have the Horse Orphanok to go along with the Wolf Orphanok. Available in both forms, its bipedal form and the quadrupedal form. I don't know if they're the same figure or whether they're going to be two separate releases, but...
Oh, God. One will be exclusive.
And then in the normal SIC line, we've got... I think most of these guys out already, and they're just there, or I don't know for sure.
I don't
sure.
know, because Agito got, like, a re-release in 2007, but I haven't heard anything about Gills, so Gills might be all new.
But there's Agito and Machine Tornado, Gills and the Gills Raider, G3X and the Guard Chaser, and another Agito and whatever his bike's called.
I kind of want the Gills in the bike. It looks badass.
Gills looks amazing.
I'm going to have to get that.
And then they also... Did I really misspell all this, or did...
Probably.
Kevin, you're supposed to be fixing this.
I didn't read it.
But also shown is ZX.
I mean nothing.
ZX, Z-Cross, Super One, Skyrider. One of those is out already, I think.
Skyrider. Oh, wrong guy, sorry.
And then there's a new series, I think it's new anyway, called the SIC Symbolized series. And it's basically a 1/6 scale series for the SIC line.
That's what that Kuga is.
And it will be available, at least shown at the show here, in Kuga, Rising Mighty Form, and Ichigo. So.
Interesting choices.
Definitely interesting choices. They look cool. They're kind of creepy, though. So.
I mean, Ichigo's not that interesting. I mean, Rising Mighty's more of an interesting choice.
So, our local list expert, you want to take off the figure arts here?
All right. So, let's... I don't know where to start. We'll start with O's. So, for O's, we saw Purple Eyes Tatoba, Birth Prototype, who is now up for pre-order as an April release from the Tamashii Bandai Collector's Shop thing. Whatever the hell name it wants to go by. We also finally saw Maki Greed and Edgy Greed, complete with Silk, as well as all five Greeds is Silk next to them, which I'm pretty sure... we should have gotten as a, like some kind of pre-order bonus.
They just released Deluxe Silk Set.
And then Dawson has been vindicated since he got the Greeds but did not get the Ankh. And
now I got the real Ankh.
Yes, Ankhlet has been shown. Not Ankhlet. Complete Ankh. Ankhlet was there, but he wasn't new. So we got all of those. So that's complete. It's all of our Greeds and all that fun stuff. O's should be pretty much done for the moment as far as figure arts goes.
Till Poseidon.
Yeah, till Poseidon, Aqua, Super Tatoba, and God only knows what else comes out. So then moving along to... I guess we'll do Deno next. We saw Sword Form finally. Negataro's Imajin, which you would have thought would have been able to be done sooner, since it's basically Momotaro's. Then we had Teddy. So we got Tendon. And so you can go with your Kotaro. Hopefully somebody has the Momotaken. We also saw the Imajins in their furry costumes. So all furry fans out there can rejoice. If assuming they release these, or just the costumes or something, then...
What the hell, man?
You can have some furry adventures with your Imajin figurettes.
I don't know why this exists.
And then, what did we have else? We had... I think that's it for Deno. Sword Form. Then we had... Let's see, moving along to... Who do we want to go to next? Forze. We'll do Forze. We saw base states and elect states and fire states, along with every possible module between 1 and 20.
Fun times.
Yeah. So that was fun. They also had a... Can I talk about Paradizer? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get arrested.
No, I just meant because Brian's like, figure arts. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of a zero possibly, so I don't
We're
know.
We're talking about Kamen Rider figures.
Okay, look. I didn't know if that was legally allowed for this section. They had this Powerdizer plus Machine Meshigler, which I've been told is zero, the Powerdizer. That may or may not be true. I don't know what kind of confirmation we have on that.
As far as I know, it's a zero. But there's no pictures of the tag or anything, so I don't know for sure.
Right, because it says
no photo.
It said no photo, but we were like, dude, that's a photo, so I don't know.
Dude, that's a photo.
That's an actual quote from Dawson Ryder. Dude, that's a photo.
Sounds like something I'd say.
You said it during Ramble Time last time. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
So, let me actually look at the list now, because I was just going off memory. So yeah, so we have, and then we also saw look like Zodiart switches above the Forze display, along with the four Zodiart, I don't know what you'd call them, the Zodiac ones that we've seen, we've seen in magazines, Scorpio, Libra, Leo, and Virgo. So, I mean, obviously we figured they were going to make those since they're making Greeds, and they did some of the Dauphins, and
I just hope they come out at a reasonable time.
Yeah, as opposed to when the show's over. That would be...
That would be nice.
So we have all of that. I'm assuming Fire States will probably be, you know, a month or so after Eric States.
Yeah, probably April.
You know, that makes sense. Now for the big section. Well, actually, let's do Show Us first. I think Ichigo and Nigo were there. I don't know. I don't remember seeing them. But we did see V3 again. Hopefully he gets a release date soon and doesn't go the way of G3 Mild.
Yeah.
It
worried me when they announced Skyrider.
Yeah.
I was like, Skyrider, what about V3?
Skyrider was there with some cool long cape or something. Like a flying cape.
Mega V3 missile mode. Wait, wrong V3. I'm sorry.
Then there was also Stronger with some kind of like electric... electric spaghetti effect part. I guess because all the show riders don't have much in the way of accessories, they're giving them effect parts, which is nice. It's something to make it worth an actual price. And so he looks good. But so now finally, for the big part, Ryuki. Now, we already saw Ryuki in Drag Rider, Knight, and Darkwing. We've seen Zolda before, we've seen Oja before, but...
No, Zolda's a new announcement.
Only if you've been in Malaysian boot camp for 3 months. So what we had was Magnu Giga, a separate release from Zolda, but he will be coming out, and he is freaking shiny as hell and beautiful. We also saw Raya. He was there. Ryuki with Drag Blacker. Venus Snaker was there, as well as Genocider.
Venus Snaker?
Yeah, we saw Abyss from Decade. All of the Ryuki riders had their own stand like Ryuki and Knight had. So it has the name and the deck design on it, which is nice.
This is like sex.
It is. And then apparently they also had Guy there.
Doing stuff.
Supposedly Guy was there with a no photo sign, as was Shin, the bio insane, you know, very violent rider. A movie and nothing else.
Just took Kevin out.
Better?
Yeah, butter.
All right.
Butter. I would love some butter right now.
So I think that was all for Kamen Rider.
That's all I remember.
I mean, there was a lot there, and
there was so much new there.
I know, it was so beautiful, but you know something, Brian? I saw all these new Kamen Riders, and I'm like, how the hell am I going to afford all this? I mean, they're showing it to us now. Clearly, they want my money like tomorrow.
Clearly.
I can't.
I mean, there's no way some of these won't come out November of next year. Even if they do, they want my money now.
Yeah, they want it now.
I mean, you know, the exclusives, they want my money now. There's no way sure, it comes out in April. I have 6 months to save up for it, and it's only like $30.
I mean, how dare they give me advance notice on these figures, but then why didn't they make this one that I wanted?
God.
I mean, they didn't make some figures. I have nitpicks about other figures, and then I don't know how I'm going to afford it all anyway. It's just upsetting.
I'm quitting. I'm going to put everything in a box and never collect again next day. I'm going to pre-order Daijujin.
It changed my mind. I'm not quitting. But I'm just upset because I had the perfect amount of space for my Imagine. Now they give me two more. I'm like, damn it, now I gotta find more space.
You don't want the rest of them?
No, I do, but I had just enough room to put Momo, Irakin, Ryu, Jig, and Deneb.
I'm just very excited.
Straight across in a line. Now they're like, here's Teddy and Negataros.
Aren't you gonna get the furry versions?
I don't know what they're doing with those. Like, I'm hoping it's just costumes.
What the hell is wrong with them?
Like, damn, I buy a costume set. I don't know if I can justify to myself, as much as I love Imogen, buying Ryutaros in a little dragon suit.
I don't know. Shrug and stuff.
Stuff. Good times.
Good times, man. Good times.
I know you guys both want that Forza display of the school.
Oh, heck
yeah. They had a school display, had a Futo display with double.
That was pretty cool.
And all the different Kamen Rider locales. apparently it was something to say like, here's everything pre-decade, here's everything post-decade, and what was it, like Denno brings them all together or something? Because like Denno was in the middle of its own display with Kingliner and Denliner and time traveling and sanity. I don't know.
I don't know, fuck.
I don't know, Mang. Hey, Mang.
Mang.
My babies.
Alright, so moving along to the Super Sentais. So, Sentais represented here in the awesome Tamashii land of Figure Arts and Super Robot Chogokins. So,
yeah, Chogokins.
As far as the good old Figure Arts are concerned, the first thing we caught wind of was the Deca Rangers.
As you could tell,
so we
by
got
our
all three versions
week.
Of Bridge.
Yes, we got Red Bridge, Blue Bridge, and Green Bridge.
Yes.
So, fuck yeah. That's what I should do in my review. This is Figure Arts Bridge, Red version.
It's just like on the signature box, it says Karu version. These will just say, it'll say Bridge, Red version, Bridge, Blue version. It'll be great.
Bridge, it'll say Bridge, version. End of SPD version, Bridge, Once a Ranger version.
It's going to be legendary.
Good times. So those look really nice. Pretty much taking a lot of sculpting from the Gokaiders in terms of...
Like they should.
How they work. Which That's is great beautiful. Because the Gokaiders are perfect. So you can see They're Super Robot perfect. Chogokin Decaranger Robo in the background there too.
And and Red Bridge is holding an SP license.
Yes.
It looks epic.
What else we got? We got the full team of Super Shinkengers, all six of them.
Just after we finish.
Just after we get all the Shinkengers, they're like, here's the super ones.
Lol.
Oh, God.
Everyone's
and then
like,
someone said it looks like the coats are molded on. They're not like a removable coat that you can just buy a coat set.
So Bandai already might be giving us a break with the Tatoba head. They're not going to go as far as to give us a break with this.
Yeah, I can't tell because it almost looks like their shoulders are different. I can't really tell because the pictures are tiny, but it almost looks like they're using the new shoulders.
That'd be nice. Since I didn't really like the Shinkenger's shoulders at all, they don't work properly.
Yeah,
they like go into the person. Like, that doesn't happen in nature.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of bothersome. I have to buy the entire team of six again, but that's how my mind works.
And that's your contract.
Yeah, I'll shut up.
Sorry, that's a running joke.
So, continuing with the Shinkengers, we got Fua Juzo, again, looking still awesome.
Along with his penis Ramasa.
Yep. Next to him, we have Hyper Mode Shinken Red.
That's Shark Attack Ranger. That's Jaden.
Complete with the Kyoryu Origami. At least what you can see. You can just kind of see its ass. You can't really see it. But
ooh, ass. Whatever. I want some
shark
want
ass.
Some,
and then
dino ass.
Right next to him, by no surprise, is Ghetto Shinken Red. Not like
Brian,
not like straight up gangsta.
Yo, what's up, G?
But he,
I find it offensive you would refer to him as Ghetto Shinken Red.
He looks awesome.
He does.
That's offensive to my people.
He's going to be badass.
Sorry about your people. And then, of course, we have Gosei Knight, which is now available for pre-order on Tamashii Web.
It makes everyone else look out of place because of his badassery.
Exactly.
That was great.
He looks awesome. I can't wait until April now.
I know.
And so we got a lot of news for the Super Robot Chogokin line. At first, oh, the only God. New figures that we had going were Shinken Gokaio, which looks pretty neato. I like him.
And you don't have to remove the parts of your Robot Chogokin Gokaio and put them aside.
You just get a whole new figure, because you'd buy a whole new figure anyway, because we're insane. And Nisei Gokaio, the evil dark Gokaio from...
Nisei, it's evil.
The pirate flying ship movie, Ghost Ship, whatever the hell it's called.
The pirate flying ship movie.
Ship,
thank you,
ship.
Brian.
Ship, isn't that ship. Pirates? Oh, no, wait. They don't fly.
This one is basically just Gokaio with skull and crossbone logos instead of the Gokaija logo. And he's got a hook for a hand on
and
his
patch.
The race car. Oh, he's got a patch on his face, too.
Fuck yeah, patch.
Fuck yeah, Apache. Whatever.
Apache Chief in there, Chuck.
And The pictures aren't here because they weren't put out until Saturday. But the display was updated to include Dai Jujin, the original Megazord, Geki Toja, Jungle Pride, and Ryu Seo, which is the Red Dragon Thunderzord in robot mode. So those are... Honestly, the Ryu Seo totally caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that one at all.
Same here. But that's going to be awesome.
Geki Toja and Dai Jujin, I was expecting only because the fact that Bandai is totally doing whatever Bandai of America does for the Retro Fire.
They're just trolling them, basically.
It's exactly what they're doing.
Like, I can see that, but I was half not expecting it just because of everyone says that they hate Geki Ranger because it didn't sell very well.
I'm just glad to see it.
Yeah.
Geki Ranger is the kind of show that, like, does well with the adult fans, just not with the little kids.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But I just realized that they did everything in the Retro Fire line. Like, the only thing the Retro Fire has exclusive now, I think, is High Octane and Zio.
Oh, God. And they even coincided with when I found the Super Samurai figures for these coat things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is funny. It was right after Juzo was announced, or we saw Juzo, the samurai figure that we saw.
Yeah.
I mean, Decker, whatever. Decker's just an ass. He should just leave Chuck alone.
I know, right? He's arresting Casey and...
Oh, what a jerk.
Man.
What a cock.
Blogging, Kevin says cock at 142. Anyway.
So that about covers it for the Sentai toys.
Yep.
There wasn't as much shown compared to Kamen Rider, but I'm more excited for all of these.
Yeah, me too. Particularly, well, Gosei Knight we already know about. I'm still excited for him. And Ghetto Shinken Red.
Yeah, those look... Ghetto Shinken Red looks so pretty with the black coat. And he beat up the Ghostagers, as Dawson pointed out last week.
Yep.
It was like a recap. That was great.
Well, I just listened to that podcast, like, today.
Let's get all caught up. Impressive.
Yeah.
Alright, so,
listen
anything
to
else
a
to say?
Kenta Date, a Mexican crime lord or something.
He is a Mexican crime lord. Anyway.
Hopping into Ultra Act real quick, I know nothing about this, so just take a look at the pictures.
We're going to be buying the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, though.
Yeah, apparently the Ultra Act line is branching out a little bit into things that aren't Ultraman, but are other random-ass...
But that look like Ultraman?
Other random-ass toku-ness. So, I guess there could be a chance we might get some Metal Heroes in the Ultra Act line. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be
but, we're getting Gridman, and for those of you who know, Gridman turned into Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad over here.
Fucking
so we
right.
Totally get fucking Ultra Act Servo.
But, it's going to be awesome. I'm actually excited for it.
He will be awesome. And he'll be my first Ultra Act, most likely. So, some of these other guys, I have no idea who they are, but they look cool.
That green dude, I remember seeing him in something we're talking about, and he looks cool.
The green guy's cool. The silver one, and that... First picture in the second row.
You all sound so intelligent.
I don't know who any of these guys are, but they look neat.
That green one and the silver one and the purple one. I like purple. Purple's pretty.
Oh my god. I like the giant fish head thing that's eating. And then the fish that's sitting down to eat.
It's got this giant ass head.
Are you? I don't know, but they do look pretty cool. All these different variations of the way big. It's weird.
This is why we don't buy and review things we don't know anything about, because we'd sound like idiots. Everyone goes, you should buy this and talk about it. Well, we sound like retarded people because we don't know anything about it.
Yeah, no. Alright, so Dawson, you want to take Tiger and Bunny? You haven't talked
about Tiger and Obama. Okay.
Well, Tiger and Bunny
stuff.
There's
only two new things. So.
Yeah, we got to see everyone we've already seen. We got some pictures of the chibi dragon kid that Brian missed, though, and he cried.
I got it.
Oh, did you?
I got it in the second update. I was happy.
See, I didn't know that either, Brian.
I forgot to tell people. I'm sorry.
Okay. And then we saw pictures of the Darkness Bunny we didn't get just to make us cry. Then we got pictures of Darkness Wild Tiger, the robot version, H1N1. What was his name? We got pictures of that. That looks cool. And my favorite announcement from the Tiger and Bunny section, which is Lunatic. I'm super happy
Lunatic
to make him.
Lunatic looks fantastic.
It makes me cry because I know I'll never get him. Well, I mean, I'll get him, but I'll have to pay a lot, probably. But
unless Lunatic's an exclusive.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's exclusive. People are like, oh, fuck, it's an exclusive. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's an exclusive. Because I'm just like, get it.
Oh, particularly like, with Tiger and Bunny.
So yeah, I'm excited for like the Black Tiger just because he looks cool, but Lunatic more so just because I was really hoping they'd make him.
So yeah, awesome. And there's no pictures of it decently anyway. But
see his leg.
In what picture is the robot?
The dark tiger. The robot.
Oh yeah, there's
tiger
a side picture of
original wild tiger.
Yeah, but you could just see his legs. Unless it's
That's an exclusive right there. I can tell that right now.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's going to be pretty cool looking. Yeah. I can't wait for him.
Excited for all of it. Indeed. I like how this is one of the first times we're more excited for things that aren't Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's some Kamen Rider things I'm excited about.
I mean, we're excited for, but we're like, all hard.
I'm excited about Deno stuff, Sword Form, and
the Dark Tiger looks fantastic.
It really does.
It would go great with the Dark Bunny. Wait, we're getting in April. What am I crying about? We just have to wait till April.
Oh god.
And then,
mine's already paid for, so.
Supposedly, there's this upcoming line called Next Arts.
Next.
And apparently it's a 1/6 scale Tiger and Bunny line. I don't know. All I know is it killed my wallet. There's pictures of Wild Tiger and Kotetsu. And they look fantastic.
It literally took Brian's wallet and, like, murdered it.
Brian looked over at his wallet when he saw the pictures, and it literally just went, poof, like, exploded right in front of him. It was freaky.
But all I know is if that is the case and the figures are of decent quality, I have to own them.
Because they're Tiger Money.
Yeah, exactly. And why do you think I'm buying the fucking chibi arts?
I was explaining the logic to the fans.
Well, the fans should know these things.
What if we have nubs? You never know. We can have nubs listening.
For a second, I thought you said nuns. I want to know if we have any nun listeners.
those look great.
Darts time?
Hold on. I have to pee really bad.
Okay. Oh, look, we're having Shuki's potty time. Oh. Last week we had Dawson's potty time. This week we got Shuki's potty time.
Epic. You can hear everything we're saying in the editing room right now. Hi, future Brian.
Fuck you, Brian. You suck donkey balls.
Badonkey balls.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
What's that from?
Monty Python?
No, don't know.
The Holy Grail.
What am I looking for?
It's on my soundboard.
Here we go. What's going on in the world of Facebook? Nothing. Except for...
I'm now friends with Metal Symphony on Facebook.
Oh, joy. Man, there really hasn't been anything going on over here. Something about the major film update.
Kamen Rider Club celebrates Christmas. That sounds like fun.
My god, that's like the most extraordinary spoiler I've ever heard.
Hello.
Hello. We were just talking about the...
We're having Shuki's potty time.
We said hi to future you. It was great.
Right. Hello, future me.
Have fun reviewing Kamen.
D-Arts... There's a lot of stuff announced, just like not a lot that I was actually into. There's quite a bit of really random things. We got some releases from King of Fighters.
Brian, do me a favor, stop touching yourself.
Okay.
That's not the same as Ultimate Muscle, right?
So a couple more. Right.
Damn it.
A couple.
I have an Ultimate Muscle.
Different releases for Persona. Apparently, some ninja thing from Wild Arms or something. We have X2 through
Cross X2?
7 or whatever, Zero.
Cross 7.
Vile, both from Mega Man X, and the only Digimon apparently that was here was Gallantmon.
And you're reviewing that next week, right, Brian?
I went to the future today to go review it, actually. Oh my god, he looks so pretty.
Isn't he?
But I went to the future to review him, and he was indeed very pretty. And, yeah. Anyway, he's nice.
Yeah, he's nice.
But there's a couple other random-ass D-Arts things, too, but most of them, I think, were Persona characters. I don't know for sure.
They need to do more Digimon.
But yeah, they need to do more Digimon.
More Digimon.
More Digimon. More power.
More power. Gold power.
See, I do it better than that dude.
Gold power.
That was the dude.
Right.
No, the dude is Jeff Bridges, and the dude abides.
Okay, come on.
The what?
The dude abides. No one knows because they haven't seen The Big Lebowski.
No, I haven't.
Right.
What's next?
The last one. So, our last little... Our last little bit is...
Garo... Races make me laugh.
Dragon Ball Monster Arts. There's...
Goku was there.
There's a, some sort of big-ass muscly guy thing. I don't know what those are.
Those are scary.
I don't really want to know what those are. Because they frighten me. Oh, with the arts, there was a Robo Emperor from Metabots.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, he looks familiar. I'll buy him.
Masturbate.
Now? Like, on command?
Command!
On camera.
So, for Garo, we've got, trying to remember, not too much in the way of new. More like displays of the Makai Kata line. Nothing new there though, except for Kiba's horse.
Horse,
which means
horse.
I have to go buy another horse.
Oh, Brian, I thought we forgot we've got Thomasy stage act horse.
Yeah, I didn't know where to put that. assuming they're for the Shinkenders, I guess. I don't know. There's a Thomasy stage act horse. But
I'm thinking of that for the Shinkenders.
But I assume they're from the Shinkenders, that Tamashii stage act horse. I don't know, that's just funny to me.
Horse.
But,
they should do an Altair and Ezio figure art now.
Horse!
Fuck yeah.
Ezio. For figure arts, for G Gundam, Domon came out forever ago. He was like one of like the fifth figure released or something. But he's finally getting company with Master Asia, Rain, and Allenby. I think I got those names right. It's been a while since I've seen G Gundam, I'm sorry. So there's those. For the Figure Art Zero Naruto releases, we've got Itachi and Deidara.
For One Piece, it just made about 50 more people.
I don't know anything really about One Piece, so...
I just know there's a
more
bunch
than
of
One
figures.
Piece, that's for sure.
Basically, every character ever is a Figure
I just know there was
Zero.
A bunch of figures that I haven't taken pictures of for the list yet, that's all I know.
Okay.
I haven't seen those guys.
There's some Precure stuff here, but I don't know if any of it's new.
Or if anyone actually cares.
Well. There's an entire Scry display for fans of that show. Normal Goku and Trunks were there as well.
Goku has Matt's face.
Ha!
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw it. I saw Goku and I heard Matt.
Trunks having normal hair and Super Saiyan hair makes me confused on how many I want to buy.
It presents a dilemma.
Exactly. It does. It presents a very, very big dilemma.
Future Trunks is such a badass.
Some figure art zeros of these, like, very scandalous women, but...
Scandalous?
I don't know what they're from.
That's what he has to say now that he has a girlfriend.
I don't look at
these
other women
are
ever.
Just horrible, horrible figures. I don't know why they would objectify women like that. Is that good enough, hon?
Yeah, then Kat leaves the room. Brian just starts jerking off horribly to them.
Here's all those One Piece guys that I don't know. There's a couple Figure Art Zero Rurouni Kenshin figures that look pretty neat. They got Kenshin and that mummy dude. I don't know what his name is. Bleach, we've got the big boob chick.
I saw that.
I don't remember what her name is. I always just called her big boob chick.
Not important.
I forgot what it was. And then these two other ones. There's so many Figure Art Zeros here. I have no idea what shows these are from.
Listen, names aren't important with boobs that big.
Right.
So. Trust me. I know these things.
And the Monster Arts line, there's like a pterodactyl thing and like this little crab thing. And then the big
Brian got crabs? No.
The big shiny gold dragon with three heads.
Watch out, Cat. Brian got crabs from the show.
Oh. But, yeah, that's really about it. There's some Chibi Arts here. One of them was Chibi Arts, What's-Her-Face from FLCL.
Oh, yeah, What's-Her-Face. I'm sorry.
From FLCL. Is that a club?
Man, you guys don't watch good anime.
Fuck your mother.
I only watch hardcore animes with blood, like Pokemon.
So that pretty much wraps it up.
There's a
1/6 scale Garo figure I want to.
Stop buying 1/6 scale figures, Brian. Your wallet can't handle it.
But they're pretty.
They're justified.
Yeah, I think Kat's going to leave you.
Oh, watch out. Here we go.
Brian, are you there?
Let's just order a pizza.
Just leave.
Hello?
Okay, let's get to the other news stories. We've been talking about this shit for like 8 years.
Yeah.
I think I'm next anyway.
Basically, there's a lot of cool stuff, and 2012 is going to be fucking awesome.
And people are bitching.
Moving along.
So, we're talking about Deno now. A while back, people were like, there's new Deno toy listings, a movie must be coming. And they're all talking about coming and stuff. And so...
Oh.
And now, a week later, his name's Dory. Is he a fish? No? Okay, Dory Sakurada. Yeah, that's it. The original Ryotaro tweeted or something, or on his blog, he said he's doing secret filming. You don't blog about secret filming. These Japanese people are stupid about this.
I'm pretty sure he was just filming his own homemade porno. Secret filming at night? That's what that said to me.
So he's best known for playing Ryotaro's grandson on Udeno. You laugh at me? No, I'm just kidding. Just randomly laugh. Hold on. I lost my place. The fans made a... I thought it said deception for a second. Sorry, we had a yodeler in the background. But the depiction that the new movie would focus on New Deno, since New Deno had referred himself as Deno in the Kamen Rider movie, was said that New Deno was stuck? What is by one of those new writer introductions made in the New Type magazine? Sure, that makes sense. It could have been an error that became permanent. It's unsure if secret filming is the upcoming Deno movie. But then we got this leaked title here of, or allegedly leaked title of, the new Kamen Rider Deno movie called, are you ready for this? You ready? Kamen Rider Deno versus, who's it going to be? Cho Deno. Yep.
Oh my god!
I was waiting for everyone to follow.
Oh my god!
I'm trying to figure out what that means. So he's going to verse himself?
Yes, Todd Manning versus Todd Manning. Jigenwo Kaikaru, writer of Time. It lists the original Ryotaro as in the cast, because I guess his band broke up or something, according to sources, Brian. He said, yeah, that little band broke up.
That was
Evan?
The other guy. Xeranos.
Yuichi Nakamura.
Oh. Well, what the hell's Ryotaro been doing? He's being a diva?
Right now he's filming the live-action Rurouni Kenshin movie.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, like, something about his agency didn't want him to do Kamen Rider stuff.
That's stupid.
He's dying in a hole.
But he's been pretty popular, and it's predicted the film will come out in 2012.
And he's sexy.
We don't know if this is confirmed yet. But I have almost no doubt there will be a Deno movie of some kind. It's like 99%.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be... this movie.
Like, I think it'd be kind of funny.
Well, Deno versus Cho Deno just seems so weird. But, I mean, they got a point, because he was like, oh, I'm Deno. And then Cho Deno would be the normal Deno, I guess. I don't know.
Unless they do Deno is the original Ryotaro, and then Cho Deno is the stupid-ass teen guy from all the movies. Well, and then he just takes his life back. He's like, they locked me in a facility for 8 years. This guy stole my life and nobody noticed? Alright, obligatory reference now. Everyone just quiet except for Kevin's Mario.
I was waiting for you to finish with your Todd Manning reference.
Oh, sorry, I finished it. I'd like to see the original actor return.
Yeah, I would, and I'm hoping that if they're going to actually take the time to bring both him and Xeranos back, because Xeranos is badass too, let's not forget that, that they're going to have a good story behind it.
One would hope. Particularly if it's just a Deno movie, like, the Cho Deno trilogy wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Episode Yellow was kind of fucked up, but it wasn't bad.
I mean, a story that I wouldn't mind seeing with it to end is, first of all, making this the final fucking Deno movie, and then just ending it with, like, Sakurai coming back. And then, like, him and Irie live happily ever after.
Maybe you could call the movie Kamen Rider Deno versus the final fucking movie.
Right. And then baby Hana, or whatever, yeah. Almost said Hina. Yeah. Baby Hana and Airi and Sakurai can just walk off into the sunset and live in happiness and
walk off.
Not bother us anymore.
Walk yeah. off.
Like, if they bring the cast back, they definitely have to do a good movie. Or at least a tolerable movie.
Not cram, like, 30 ideas into it and rush it all at the end.
It's a perfect segue into the next story.
Speaking of things that are rushed...
Big time rush.
I'd like another Deno movie that's just strictly Deno.
Yeah.
Because... Like, if you're gonna bother releasing a Deno movie all the time, just make it something that actually, like, builds Deno's, like, universe.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, oh, let's throw Deno into the All Riders movie as a main character because we need a Deno movie every year.
Yeah.
That was more of, like, a cost-saving procedure, but it was still annoying.
Oh, yeah, and also they'll probably drop people in the movie because... People are crazy over Deno.
Yep.
I mean, I love me some Deno, but goddamn, he just needs to stop.
I love Deno when he's not a goddamn plot device.
I love Deno when he's not my whore.
A broken plot device. To change the history of Ichigo's origins or something, and that guy was the dad, and I was like, mind equals fucked. But yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see the original actor return, and I hope they make a decent movie.
Hopefully.
There's no doubt there's going to be another one. They're not done with this shit yet.
Particularly because this is the 5th anniversary of Deno.
Oh my god.
Anniversary time, ladies!
The next Rider series is just going to be another Deno series. Like, celebrate, and he turns into all the Deno forms. Yeah, da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Alright, next!
Next!
Okay, I guess I'm the next story. Dude, I totally forgot what I had, so... Oh yeah, I have to be because this is Virus Central. So we got a story about Legend Items, Meterer, and Megamax.
Meterer.
So we see a picture of Santa Claus Kamen Rider Club and Kengo with some kind of weird fucked up hand. And it says, it seems that December is going to be quite a month for Forze, but especially for the Kamen Rider Club, because a new rider is set to appear. Forze will meet his seniors and fight Foundation X, but most especially it'll be the club's first Christmas party.
Woo, Christmas.
Oh my god, that's even better than Double being in the movie.
This is like O's, like, oh, here's all these like horrible events. Christmas party.
Metal traps you, it's humanity.
Christmas music party, it seems Kengo's having fun. He's testing something new for the Forze driver with the use of a special apparatus. Oh god, this one's dirty.
He said apparatus.
I mean, that's gonna go well for Switch Pimp, Jesus. Is it an upgrade for the driver or something new related to the driver? And then we see a picture of Meterer and his bike. It says that Meterer will finally make his debut. Based on the scan, he rams his personal rider machine towards the Libra Zodiac Art.
He rams... Oh my god.
It's a woman. Oh my god. His personal rider machine.
Oh...
That was great.
So I'm
crying.
He rams his personal device at the
Meteor's gonna be a badass. Kevin, concentrate. I hear you playing.
I'm not playing.
Concentrate on the Meteor device.
He uses the Meteor driver to transform. Who's the man behind the mask? Is he a new transfer student or a member of the Kamen Rider Club? Then we see a picture of Super Tatoba, the Super Metals, and what appear to be Legend Rider switches for Ichigo, Nigo, Bui 3, and Rider Man, as well as Rider Metals for X, Amazon, and Stronger. So it says we got the Super Whatevers, the Metals came from the future. And these switches and core metals will apparently appear in the movie as well. Originally meant for the Gombrite arcade game, they now make its way to the upcoming Forza and O's Movie Wars Mega Max. The question is, who created these items, and what do you call an X, Amazon, and Stronger combo?
I don't think he's actually going to make a combo, but...
Shut up. We see a picture of this
X, I'm strong.
being pwned by some claws and this rocket. Says that Forze will use the S1 switch to become double rocket states. We see Forze using one of his punches on Super Galaxy King along with O Super Tatuba combo. We then see Baby Garen doing a 3-module limit break using the He-Hat gun, the launcher, and the Gatling modules. That sounds like fun. We then see an upgrade from the original rocket drill space kick is the Rider rocket drill space kick times 2. The radar used for this, and then says that the movie premieres December 10th, and debuting next month is Forze's Magnet stage, which I think they're just saying it's going to be in the magazine next month or something.
Somebody give your thoughts on the mess.
I don't know. It's a mess.
Okay. Like, next story.
I'm so apathetic towards anything Forze. I just don't care. I kind of want those medals, though.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of technically have one of them already, but it's a stupid candy toy medal. It doesn't count.
Do not call candy toys stupid. We have a candy toy report, and Okanimi will get very sad.
Oh, well. Has anyone else got any thoughts about this, the whole ordeal?
Well, I've covered it. Like, I'm just kind of apathetic just for Zay and just the particularly the Rider movies in general have just become a mess. Of just a bunch of ideas in one movie, and it's just really frustrating because there's so much potential everywhere, and
yeah,
it's just ruined.
Pretty much. They said the Megamax movie is rushed, and like I can see why.
Like the idea of Double O's and Forze teaming up and all their stories be put together by Foundation X really appealed to me, but now it just sounds like another Rider orgy.
Pretty much.
Rider orgies are fun, though.
And now they're including, like, it kind of upsets me that they're including the Legend switches and stuff.
Like apparently, like, they do something and the Riders turn into those or something.
I heard there's, I read something like they were transformed into those at the beginning and then they get released.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like their version of Ranger Keys.
Aww.
And then I was like, weren't those Gombrite cards? And then we were like, huh? That was 3 days ago.
What? I was there for that. I remember.
Oh, Brian doesn't remember it. Anyway.
What?
It was when we had this conversation already.
Oh.
I'm from
it's
the
not
future.
On camera for the viewers.
Right. Next.
I'm next, aren't I?
Yeah.
Next.
Alright. So, braving the dangers of viruses to bring in the story about Meteor. We see magazine scans because I'm not holding the magazine.
Shut up.
So pictures of Meteor, and it says that additional scans for Meteor and switches, also a fake Forzies. Meteor is going to use the Meteor switch, blah, 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 blah. It looks similar to Birth Driver, blah, 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 bullshit. His weapons, the Meteor Galaxy, motorcycle can be used with Power Dizer. He's shown fighting the Libra Zodiarts. We then see some more switches. Number 21, Stealth. Makes Forze invisible. Number 22, a hammer, which gives him, well, it's a hammer. It's like this little rubber mallet.
How many hammers that it just goes, it makes a squeaking noise.
Yeah, 23 is water, which gives him a faucet on his leg, and it shoots out water for when you're there to take a shower. And 24 is medical, which heals Forze. Moving along. So the best one of them all, number 25, pen. just like all the switches that you would expect to be an arm switch, this goes on his leg. And this says for its finisher, it writes the word friendship on the opponent. I'm going to pause a second, let that sink in. Alright. We have a picture of fake Forze fighting Forze, and it says one's obviously a Zodiart. It's probably the guy with the rod, which we believe it to be the, what did we say, Libra?
That's what you said, so.
Did he get the rod from Meteor? Oh no, that was the Rider machine, I'm sorry.
The Libra Zodiart masquerading itself as Forze's. So that's cool. So discuss.
Friendship, really?
Really? Pen switch?
Why does a pen go on his leg?
Why does he have to write friendship? What is this? A public service announcement? Is this on Playoffs Disney?
Medical,
Nick Jr.?
Medical goes on his arm.
Yes.
I thought you said it goes on his leg.
Pen.
Oh, pen goes on. Yeah, pen goes on
his leg. Just one word to explain himself. Pen.
Look at this, Brian. A new ad for a set of Movie 2012 DS Touch Sauces has confirmed that the Musketeer Trio, Q-Ram, and a new Pokemon will be in the 15th movie.
Probably. Yay. Well, obviously,
that was more interesting than the pen switch.
If it's a Musketeer Trio, it's obviously going to be Kaleido.
Fourth dude. His name's Fourth Dude.
Because he's part of the Musketeer things. Anyway, Pen, just go away.
Here's the, like, every time I think that I really need to give Forza another chance, they come out with this news. Pen switch. Faucet switch. And then the friendship thing just sent me over the edge.
To be fair, it's water switch.
Didn't count
a switch it gets a faucet on his leg.
Okay.
I mean, you would think that the water would be like a state's.
Like a form, and normally that's what happens, and he has, like he's got a fire form, and you have a water form, but nope.
Nope.
Yeah, like,
just another realistic mount.
The switches are ridiculously silly, and it upsets me.
Pretty much.
Shusha.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm gonna be honest.
I like Meteor's machine parts. You know, his special machine that he sticks into people.
Yeah, that gets me all hot and bothered. I mean, it touches me left and right, upside, downwise, all around. Those words didn't even make sense.
Next. So anyway,
I just had a seizure.
Moving along to some quick little samurai tidbits.
Samurai slaps giving.
Like we said before, the Rangers were in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I did not watch it because I was watching the Detroit one. But
fuck Detroit.
There's a YouTube clip here from Henshin Grid, and basically Mugers kidnapped Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Rangers had to save him. So I mean, it was cool that they did like a little skit or something instead of them just wandering around aimlessly.
Just were like, hey, someone threw our swords. Have you seen him? I think that's what they were doing last time.
Al Roker, come back.
But yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
It reverberated through the time slap continuum.
I need you, Al
Roker. It was definitely better than last year's. Hey, we're just here.
And it had gold power.
And more gold. This had more gold power than this team up did.
It did.
Gold power.
We have to talk about that. Let's hurry the fuck up here, man.
All right.
It's gonna be a long and.
Yes.
We have to make up for last week.
Long and hard.
Just like my penis.
Just like my penis. Oh.
Uramasa.
Urameshi.
For a shaky?
Yes.
Oh no, the slap appetizers. Alright, that's three of them. References. Anyway, go ahead.
Right.
The slap chop?
I don't know what awards these are.
Why do you think that guy
bites
hookers? He beats hookers, and that guy's like, you know, it's hard to
probably
know.
He probably bites hookers too.
Okay, moving along.
Alright, so these Kids Screen Awards, I don't know what these are. But basically, Samurai was nominated for, where is it? Best Companion Website. So,
lol.
Hooray, lol. I don't know the Samurai, but I didn't think the Samurai website was that good, but.
I haven't visited the Samurai website.
Apparently it's good enough to
win an award.
To win
Amiya.
Awards and Amiya?
Yeah.
What I thought was most interesting on this list, however, was that, Heartcatch Precure was on this list for best one-off special or TV movie. I didn't even know they got dubbed.
Neither did I. That's the biggest news out of this. But you should. That's the take-home message from this lesson.
I had no idea.
All I know is that I'm touching my penis or Uramasa.
Right.
Now it's time for.
Samurai Summary to Shuki. Oh no, wait, that's later. Hold on.
No, let's just do that now and skip the rest.
Nope,
hello?
Too late.
I got a text. Oh shit.
Super Hero Time! Gokaija! Azimaru!
Kyarmin Light!
See, even his microphone doesn't want to acknowledge Forze.
That's really funny. Kind of comment, and then it cut off, and we just come back at eh? Bro, you know, we're watching the Robin Sparkles special.
Carmen Leda, Forze.
Something just occurred to me. What are we going to do when Gokaider's over? Do our own voices for everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll stop doing the Pirate's voice, so.
Okay.
We'll do something new and unexpected. Like, put on pants to record in. Or am I the only one not wearing pants?
You drive a hard bargain, sir.
Oh, I drive a lot of hard things.
Okay, let's go.
We're on to episode 40.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I know,
don't
right?
Don't leave us. Go Kiger.
Go Kager?
Are you Cam Watanabe?
Nub.
Go Cam Watanabe. So, here's the thing.
Man, this guy's so cool on my vlog commenting. He can speak Japanese. He says, you are a baka. Man, that guy knows Japanese. He's legit.
Don't you love when people do that, Dawson?
Yeah.
So, they're eating dinner, and the Goju Drill shows up, and they're like, dude, what the hell? It's not time to play with your toys right now. And he's like, it just kind of appeared on its own. And they're like, oh, okay. So they find a what the fuck do you call it? Oh, a Time Ranger badge, right. And it's Time Yellows, and it carries a message telling them that if they want to get some great powers, or I guess a great power, then they have to go back to this date in 2010 by putting the Time Yellow key in the Goju Drill, and they have to protect some temple. So they're like, all right, sounds easy enough. And then Navi gets butthurt because she gets left behind. And so they take off. Presumably they put keys in their pocket somewhere. I don't know, because I didn't see them take keys. I just saw the chest sitting next to Navi. But they get keys when they go to the past.
I think Brian just barfed on you.
Don't make me laugh again.
Sorry.
So they go to the past, and they find the temple. They find some little boy there.
Look to the past.
Who's like, I ran away from home because my mommy's a duty head. And
what? I don't know. We were talking about Demon Frontier. There was no mommy.
They get attacked.
Pokemon a name on.
They get attacked by Moogers.
Pop-a-mon.
And they're like, guy, take care of this kid while we go Kai change. And they all go.
I change. Oh, 40 episodes, that Oompa Loompa inside must be tired as hell.
But the Moogers run away, and so they give chase, and they run into American Octaru, or I guess Japanese Octaru. Yeah, we'll go with Japanese Octaru. That's a good name. And he's like, ooh, ah, ooh. We're going to attack the Shinkengers. Ooh, ah, ooh. And they see the Shinkengers and the Ghost Sagers. And they see the runoff from their energy, whatever. the background.
There's an explosion right there.
And then they're like, wait, we have their keys somehow from the future. And so they decide that they're going to jump down and attack Japanese Octaru. And they start poning the Moogers. And they're like, hey, watch this, biz niche. And where did my fucking go on, Jakiko? So they're like,
gonna play Kiho.
So they all turn into the Reds like in the team up movie. This whole segment's pretty much stock footage. And they use the Dual Crusher and the Red Fire and Ho-Ho-Don and Hybrid Magnum to smack up around Japanese Octaru. And then they use the Can-Can Mantan gun to blow his ass up. And meanwhile, Guy's sitting around with this little kid who he's all upset because his mommy takes him around to different places. He has no daddy. Just like in every other show, he's lost his dad. He ran away somewhere. He can't find him. And So guy's like, he's like, I can't make any friends, brah, because I keep moving around, brah. And so guy's like, well, I got lots of friends and I did the same thing, douchebag.
Really? Name one. Shut up, kid.
And so he's just like, you need to be a cool guy and shut up. And so
wear a scarf like me and you got friends. Sorry.
Alright. So then Metal Alice shows up with some Mad Tarantus robot and is gonna blow up the temple, and guy's like, hell's no. And so so he's like, so he transforms and he tries to use a final wave, but that gets deflected. So he's like, oh, damn. So then he has to go. Somehow creates a paradox by having two Shinken goals on the same planet at the same time.
Gold power! Gold power!
Universe explodes.
We're like, oh, too much gold power! And so that doesn't work, so then he goes.
More gold power.
And he, yeah, and he uses the golden power staff and smacks the guy around till the other guys can show up, and so they're like, hey, hello? Well, they're like, let's use Time Ranger. Biatch! So we just hear, go over time and space.
Time force, power up.
Rangers, racing to another time. Chronomorphers are online. Timeless wonders, fire and thunder, off to save the world. All right, so anyway.
This is why we're awesome. It was just legendary.
So they start fighting with their clock hand swords. And
clock hand swords. Got clock and, blocked.
And their big guns and the quantum defender. And they smack the monster around. And then they're like, go Kai Galleon Busta! And then guys all... Even more gold power.
So much gold power.
The world already exploded.
So then he does a Gokai Legendary. While they all go, Reto Charge, Rising Strike. And he blows up.
Like went crazy at the end. Strike.
My throat got caught. And BB Nails come in, enlarge the monster. Guy's like, I want to play with him. And they're like, all right, go have your fun. So he gets in Goju Drill, blasts him,
backs him around
with his tail, turns him to Goju Jin, and then he pulls out the Black Knight Key and does, which does a finisher, or an attack, I guess, based off of Torzord's finisher, and then he does a triple drill dream, blows the guy up, Metal Alice is like, oh, fuck this, and leaves. And then, so they get a picture with the this kid, and his mom was coming to get him. And so then they go back to their time and send Goju Drill back to the future. And then they're like, oh, fuck, we didn't get that great power. And they get all mad. And then we see the temple in the present. It's back in one piece. And inside of it is a jar. And I'm pretty sure inside that jar someone's making some power coins or something. I don't know. But he's trapped in there because Lord Zedd turned back the space-time continuum or something.
The time slap continuum.
And so then the Goju Drill gets back to the future and Time Yellow finds it. And he finds a letter from Guy saying, we did it. Also, next time, can I get your autograph? And he's like, lols, I like this guy. And then he's like, here's a picture of us with his family. And they're like, I told him not to talk to anybody in the past. God. And then he looks at the picture closer, sees it's some chick that he banged when he was a Time Ranger, and the little kid is his kid, and he starts crying, and he's like, he looks like me, he's so pretty. And then it ends.
So I'm going to assume that in America, when we translate this, it's going to be Katie and her lesbian lover that have a kid.
Probably.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure. For my blog.
Yes. Well, it's gonna be, you know, they went to a sperm bank and got one of those little fist applicators, and they had a love child, kind of like Rosie O'Donnell. Everyone should now be picturing Rosie O'Donnell having a love child with another woman. Picture it right now. And now everyone's turning us off.
Oh, I thought it was a moment of silence. Kevin just dropped off.
So I really liked it and I thought it was cool. And Tom Yello is Lulz. And it was cool having that stock footage at the beginning, but it definitely gave a reason for them being there.
Yeah, that's what I liked.
And again,
explaining, they're like, "Oh, the first half of stock footage just sucked." I'm like, "That was cool that they didn't need to explain that. They didn't have to do that."
And then they also explained why they were able to have those keys, and why Guy wasn't with them, even though he's going back to the past with them.
He was doing stuff.
He was Guy doing stuff, and gave Kale a massive erection. And what else? I mean, it was really cool, and then showing us that Ninja Man may not have died. He died, but then he didn't die now, and so he's not going to die later. I don't know, some kind of confusing bullshit, but
bullshit. Because they were all like, "Oh, Ninja Man died in the war," but apparently, like, he died in Shinkenshi versus Ghost Sage.
Oh, Sentai timelines. Somebody found Edel already?
What the fuck?
Where you buy these toys? It wasn't that funny.
It's funny because it sounded like Master Chief.
I can see why it's funny now.
Yes.
Dawson, where do you buy your Power Ranger Samurai toys?
Ami Ami. Midnight Activation.
Where can I find them?
Anyway, good back times. To Gokiger.
But I thought it was a pretty good episode. Like, I don't know anything about Time Rangers. Like, I didn't know that Domon had
Was that lesbian chick important?
I don't know.
The guy that he had the kid with? Haircuts don't lie.
She was a main character in Time Ranger.
Okay, that's why I was curious. I was like,
go over time.
Because he looked at her, he's like, oh, Momo, or whatever her name was, and he was all crying.
Was it Mikey Roma or something?
And, like, when they revealed her face, I knew she was important because they did it slowly. They don't just do that for any old person.
Yeah, it's just true. But, like, that was just real. That was cool, too. That was another one that was almost like a continuation of some kind of a story element from...
Yeah, that's what I really enjoy about these. Even if I didn't watch Time Ranger, but the Time Force is close enough.
And I'm sure we're going to watch Time Ranger eventually at some point, so... I mean, TV Nihon is working on it, and it'll get out eventually.
Eventually. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I just like the fact that it explained how they were in Shinken vs. Ghost Sage. Like, I know those aren't canon most of the time, but...
Well, see, that's the thing is that I kind of solidified the whole thing about Gokiger basically taking place in the team-up universe. Because you have the one universe where everything takes place at the same time, just like Power Rangers, and then the other universes were just everything's on their own, which is, I think, is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
That they created those two separate things so that you can do whatever you want, really. Because, like, in this universe, Deca Ranger didn't take place in the future. No? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did Deca Ranger take place in the future?
Nope.
Did it? It didn't?
No.
So, in any universe, so only in ours, that we're like, oh, 2025. That's kind of close there, buddy. I'm waiting for the hoverboards, now I'm waiting for aliens, so... No? God, it's quiet tonight. No one's left.
No.
But yeah, like, I just like that the whole Gokiger thing takes place in the team-up universe where all the Sentais kind of succeed each other one after the other, like PR.
Yeah.
And see, that's something I was talking about, like, with Rider being a mess. Like, DK is a perfect example in all the weird-ass movies now is that Gokiger has their shit together with his anniversary stuff in terms of making the timeline. Like, they make it in this movie universe so much that they actually want to explain the Gokiger being in the movie. Like, they didn't have to do that. It could have just been a throwaway cameo.
Right.
But I thought that was cool. That's why I love Gokiger.
And it was a fun way to implement Time Rangers time travel, too.
Yeah. I don't know if they planned it, but if they did...
I mean, it helped them bring everything together ever at once, and so that was... That's always fun.
And they got to see what a roll call looks like with explosions.
Yeah. Explosions are fun. It was excess energy runoff.
And Guy's reactions were funny. Like, when he showed up in his the Goju drill and that thing was like, oh, he backs up against the wall. I love Japanese people's reactions. Guy and Shoujo's in particular, as of recently, just always get me.
He's like,
you just can't get that here.
And he points and, like, they wave around and...
Oh, it's too good. And I like how he asked for his autograph in the letter.
I know, that was fantastic.
And he signs it with the roll call at the end.
That's a Gokai Silver, Hikari Guy.
I like Guy.
Guy's
awesome. I'm just crewman number six.
Guy's awesome when he's not, like, trying to be badass.
Yeah.
Like, if he's just trying to be, like, a goofball, Guy's awesome.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm glad we have him still.
But when he's like,
I wasn't aware. Did you guys know that he had powers? He could transform into other Rangers?
I didn't
know
that.
I
didn't know that his rod had a final wave. I actually forgot he had a trident thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Even though you see it all the time.
No, I mean in that mode, because the Gokai still has it.
Okay, get it.
Anyway, should we talk about Forze so we can talk about... I'm actually more excited to talk about Samurai.
Well, I would like to mention right quick that in reference to last week, I would like to let everyone know who doesn't know that Dawson referred to our good buddy Kenta as a Mexican drug lord.
Is this an intervention?
No.
Okay.
I watched the last batch of Mega Ranger that TV Nihon put out, and it was amazing because Mega Silver appeared. But apparently, and I'd forgotten this, they all wore their hair like that, like slicked back. They were just a bunch of
Bloods and Crips, is what they were.
Like, he just grew it longer. Like, it was always slicked back, all three of them, red, blue, and black, which just is funny looking to me. And also that Kenta sings the theme song for Mega Ranger, and it's awesome. So I wanted, they all do that slick back hair thing. I guess he just decided in 14 years there was no reason to change it.
That's like the ultimate team up hair commitment. He's like, you know what? I think in 15 years I'm going to be in the 35th anniversary series, so better start growing.
That's right.
It's growing. Oh, wait, that's a different
thing. Still badass though.
Damn it!
It's growing.
It was literally at the same time. God, okay. Let's talk about Forze so we can get to Samurai.
Let's talk about the penis.
Okay, summary time. So we start off with Forze being pissed at Bluva for destroying the locker, and he attacks him with Fire Stage. And so he's all like, LOL, I can dodge you, and then he leaves. And then Kengo starts having a mental breakdown. They're like, dude, you've been in there like 15 minutes. He's like, I'm going crazy! And he's like pretending he's Tom Hanks from that movie. Anyway, so then...
Castaway?
Yeah, that movie. Any movie, really. Tom Hanks just freaks
Wilson!
out.
Wilson!
I'm like, dude, you've been there 15 minutes. Who's Wilson? He draws a face on a switch. Anyway, so I'm going by... This is the subs I watched, so this has been incorporated into the summary. Genny then gets a call from JK that Bluva has a creepy lair. So they go there, and they discover his creepy lair, planning out who exactly he's going to rape and murder.
I want to rape and murder someone.
So then Yuki tries to go to the principal and convince him to go to the moon, but luckily Miu comes in with her badass music and stops him.
But
what you don't see, I rewound that, is there's a guy with a boombox behind her, which is just funny. So then Forze is all running to, or Genny or Forze, whatever you want to call him, is all running to go stop him, and then the Scorpio Zodiac stops him, and he goes Fire State some more and whores it out, and then the fight just stops. I don't remember what happened. They just stopped fighting. And then Yuki manages to calm Kengo down and says, don't
Yugi?
Worry. I said Yuki. It just sounded like Yugi. Yugi comes in and he's like, Pharaoh! And she manages to calm him down. He's like, whoa, everyone's your friend. Don't worry about it, man. It's going to be cool. Just smoke a joint with Gabuma. And so they find
that's
out
what Dr. Red told me to do.
That this dude's going to take this bus full of girls and like run them off the edge. So Forze chases her down and he pulls them out of the bus, leaving the girls to fend for themselves. And luckily, Mio tries to drive it, but it doesn't work. And then
your girls can't drive.
Exactly. And then Kengo uses a combination of Eric. She's the only girl ever. anyway, Kengo uses Eric State or tells Forze to use Eric States and the stealth switch to defeat him, and he does. And Power Dizer then saves the bus, proving that the show should just be called Power Dizer. And then Kengo puts the Kamen Rider flag on the moon. The moon. And Forze and the others show up. He's like, how are you here? Yeah, that wasn't the locker that blew up, lols. And then they show
Lol,
a flash
trolled.
Of Suspender Man like snapping his nipples and taking the Forze locker, thinking God. It was hot teacher ladies, and he's like rubbing himself up against it, and he's like, "So hot, want to touch the hiney?"
Ew.
Want to touch the hiney?
Yeah, that's a better voice. Thank you. That's what Okinimi sounds like. Anyway, so then Ken goes like, "We're all friends," and then they do the epic handshake, and then they officially open the Kamen Rider Club, which I abbreviate as KRC, and I constantly read it as KFC. So,
KFC.
Then it ends. So yeah, this episode and the last episode were basically Kengo's introduction to the Kamen Rider Club, despite technically being the first member.
Well, not technically, because he never acknowledges existence. And
you're right.
Spoilers. Oh.
What? I don't know what you're saying. Anyway, I found this episode to be better than the last one. I'm still a little apathetic to it, but I thought it was a pretty decent episode Forze-wise, at least in terms of Kengo's development. Like, it would have been annoying as fuck if for 40-something episodes he would be going on about how it's not a real club, and then he accepts it like 48 or 49 or however long it runs. That would have been annoying. But, I don't know. I feel like I have more to say about it. I mean, of course, this Bluva guy got away with the attempted murder of, like, 14 girls. And...
yeah. Also, it's like, dude, attempted murder, like, series of like half the school's girl population, like,
it's ridiculous. Like,
I'm sorry, but I should comment that Red Eyes Man is not the principal; he's like the chairman of the broad.
Chairman of the broads?
Right, the chairman of the broad.
Well, I call him the principal.
Oh, the principal's Garen. He comes into the next episode.
Oh, so he's like the superintendent?
Yes.
Doesn't
like
the sub say, like, I'm the new principal? Like, where the fuck the other one go?
Yeah.
He left. He found out about all the murderous kids and how they're getting away with stuff, and he didn't feel safe walking the halls with arsonists and murderers and rapists.
He's like, oh, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
That's pretty much what happened.
But either way, and then I also love the fact that it is apparently called the Rabbit Hutch, even though the wall says Rabbit Hatch, which means those Japanese guys gotta get the spelling correct.
Yeah, over time.
Wait, okay, I have a question quick. So if the the locker was not destroyed, couldn't he have just left the whole time? Did he try the door?
It needs to be in that room, apparently.
It needs
that's
to
what I was
in
asking.
That spot, exactly.
It would have been funny if he never tried the door. Did you try walking out the front door? No, actually, I never thought of that. Oh, shit. Oh, it reminded me of that episode of iCarly where they were locked in that space thingy and Carly just started freaking out and Kengo was in the corner just eating a brisket. And poor Hula Shake, he just was like, and then the flag got thrown over him. I don't know, you guys give your thoughts.
I like Hula Shake.
Hula Shake for best character in Forza. But yeah, like it was better than the first episode of this arc. I still don't. It was probably my most enjoyable Forza episode yet. I'll say that.
I think my most enjoyable one was still the first because it was new and exciting, and they did lots of things, and then they revealed what the show was.
Oh, you know, okay. This is what I'm gonna say about Forza. I like that the children work together.
What?
Just the way you said that.
Like, I like that the they actually do shit.
I know what you mean, but I just think it's funny that it doesn't make sense.
The way I speak, I'm trying to speak like Dawson.
Like,
right?
I know what you mean, like the way the club works together.
Like the way, yeah, like that there's a, actually, God damn it, I fell. That there's a purpose.
Like, you fell off his bed? Oh, fuck. He's just flailing now.
Like, that we have these seven characters in the Kamen Rider Club, and that they actually, like, do stuff. They're not just, like, fluff people. They help Forze, you know, around the school. Gentaro, Jake knows people, and Shun runs the power dizer.
And
Kengo
does
has
nothing.
She makes space popular. She's like the support. She's moral support. She's just like...
She calmed Kengo down when he was throwing a BF. He was up there for all of 30 minutes, probably. And he's like, I'm going to die here, just like my father. I'm like, oh, dude, stop monologuing. What are you doing?
Yeah, like... you know, knows Goth Girl has her little purpose of being.
She has an iPad. No one else has an iPad there. She barely gets reception on the moon. I like that element, but I have a hard time liking it when I look at it and think that they base this off Glee. That's my whole thing, is that they rip this idea off of liking that show. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think that you're gay for it. But
sure.
I know, that makes no sense. It doesn't have to, because I'm beautiful. But
you are beautiful.
No matter what they say, your words can't bring me down.
Right.
For some reason, the Animorphs theme just popped in my head. That thing is legit. Anyway. Brian?
No way,
Oh, Brian. Son of a whore.
What? Yes. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. That helped.
It was still enjoyable to me, though.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable episode. It's just...
Yeah, I definitely liked it. I see why Ring Girl was drawing a little bleeding bunny picture or whatever from the last episode.
I definitely hope that now that this they've gotten everybody in the Kamen Rider Club, including members that were already there, that we actually get a story going now.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that's what they're going to do. I mean, that teacher is creepy. I'm pretty sure she's a scorpion now after watching that.
Well, like, she's got that name thing going on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you can't really deny it anymore. Like, the teacher is just fucking creepy. She's just like, I'm following your agenda. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God, what?
She's like, I'll take you to see the chairman guy. Like, she, you know, she was completely okay with whatever's going on, and then she's all, bah.
Just the fact that she said, I'm following your agenda makes me creeped out.
And the creepy guy.
Yeah, the word agenda.
I mean, like, because... In that one episode with the witches, she didn't seem to be concerned about the fact that these girls were setting fire to shit. And
nobody seems concerned about that except for the Kamen Rider Club. They're not even concerned. Let's just let the girls handle them.
Well, right. I mean, the rest of the school was clearing a path for this. Meanwhile, the teacher's just like, I don't care. Like, Suspenders guy was shaking his boots and pissing himself, but this lady was just like, ooh, your witches, that. Yeah. He's like, she's like, ooh, you're witches. I don't care. Big girls on campus with your big panties on. Like,
I don't know,
man.
There's something going on with her.
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Maybe
with her.
She's just a troll. Maybe it's Suspenders guy.
Yeah, maybe he's just trolling.
Maybe it's neither of them. It's just some. Maybe it's the new principal. You never know.
It's Garen.
It's baby Garen.
Garen always is known to change allegiances. Just like whoever says, I'm the good guy. Okay, I'll come over there. Shoot friends. No, where are you still your friends? Okay. Shoot bad guys. No, seriously, those are bad guys. Okay. Blade in 2 minutes. Or at least Garen's story. The rest of them are good. Except for Lee Angle. That dude was a douche.
That dude was a douche.
Random. Lipsky. Random. Lipsky. Blade tangent.
Shut up.
Sorry. I really like Blade.
Blade was okay. I like Callus. Callus was awesome.
You like Calluses?
Who doesn't callous. Like
callous? That's how, like, technically supposed to say is callous.
Commander Chalice makes him sound like some kind of drinking thing. Anyway.
That's the idea.
Some point.
Is it?
The major arcana is the spades, the cups, the spades, the diamonds, the clubs, and the hearts. The minor arcana is swords, which is blade, coins, which is gallon, like galleon, and, the something else, it's supposed to be Langle. I forget what it is. It has to do with something.
You learn something every day.
The fourth one is cups, and that's why he's Chalice.
Cups. I guess it sounds funny if you say it that way.
Yeah, because there's like 8 suits of cards, and their design is off of one set, and their names are off the other. You have to learn things, Dawson.
Like, I got deleted by the Intersect. That'll be my excuse for everything now.
Just got learned.
Yeah, see, I have the real Intersect, and Dawson has the Decker version.
The Decker version?
Just makes you go fuck yourself.
I got frosted tips.
I got a juice cycle. Things and become a douche.
Anyway, it's time for the triumphant return of
Samurai Summaries Bashuki.
Cha! The movie!
He's not unemployed this week.
Yay.
Apparently we have a job December 10th?
Yes, December 10th supposedly is
Brian's
the
Christmas
special.
Brian's a
season employee. I'm just part-time, day by day.
Brian's got a part-time job here in the summaries department.
Brian's
got
doing a job temp workforce.
Oh, nope, okay, I don't got one this time. Okay.
Granted, Brian runs all the other departments, but...
Brian does temp work as a summarizer.
Right. So, this weekend, we had the hour-long Clash of the Red Rangers special, the movie extravaganza.
I'm so upset because the whole team wasn't in it, though.
So, main premise is we have the RPM Red Ranger and the Samurai Rangers. There we go.
Except for
I kept wanting to say Shinkenders. I'm like, that's not right.
Shinkenja!
So, we start off with this guy named Professor Cog, and not to be confused with the Cogs from Zio. He's different. He's a professor.
Zio.
He's a smart Zio. Version of them. But anyway, he shoots down the Sky Rev Megazord. And apparently it's being piloted by only Scott.
In a bubble or something.
He's like in some vortex of some sort. So they try to defeat him, but he had like the little protector thing. And he's like, oh, I lived. Ha 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 ha. And so then we get Go Go Power Rangers special opening with the team up because we got scenes in it.
Forever.
And then so suddenly we are greeted with the... with the subway station that's been in Power Rangers since, I think, SPD. But, so this Denliner pulls up, and out comes a bunch of Grinders and Professor Cog, and he's all like, let's destroy shit, brah. And so then we cut to the Samurai Rangers fighting this shark dude, or Shark Jaws, or Rip Jaws, or not Rip Jaws, that's Ben 10. I don't
Terrafin.
Know, but I kept calling him a Beyblade, and then he said, like, let it zip or something. I was like, oh, he's totally a Beyblade.
Get
so,
set to get decked.
Then,
high-five the sky.
Fake Antonio shows up with his stupid voiceover that's not Steven Skyler because he was too busy off recording a movie, not a movie,
an album.
Album. I don't know why I said movie. I was going to say
he
movie
He was
album.
Feeling the flow.
I don't know. And so Professor Cog just staring at them going, oh, Rangers here too, blah, 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 I hate life.
Oh, fuck. That fuck my life moment when there's Rangers in every world.
And so they start beating the crap out of Let It Rip guy, and then he goes back to the junk where we have American Akumaro's there, even though we don't know who he is yet, really.
Do we have a name?
It starts with an S. I don't
Scraggy.
Remember.
Scraggy!
Fuck yes, Scraggy.
And so they start talking about how they've amassed a Mooger army, and then we get a clip from the
suckers.
Shinkenger movie with that little pig dude. He's like Professor... not General...
Professor Pig.
General... I forgot what his name was. I don't remember.
General Professor Pig.
I just call him Pig Dude. My summary is just Pig Dude.
It's gonna be a pig now.
And so Shark Guy goes to get healed, and I don't think we speak from him. See, hear from him ever again, and so... Professor Cog
no,
like,
we don't.
Fuck,
definitely.
I need to get here. So he looks at the crack. He's like, you guys stay in guard. I'm going to go visit Sandra.
You looked at someone's crack?
So he hops through the crack, and he's at the junk, and he's all like, I'm a machine, and I want to take over.
He hops through the crack, and he's at the junk. That's just too good. I have to pass up laughing at that.
He's like, I want weird. Your water so I can pollute my polluted dome city place. Brah, brah, machines and stuff.
The dome city of Corinth.
Yeah, that. And so he's like, I can help you defeat the samurais. And then so we get to train station again. And all of a sudden, out pops some guy
red
in
boots.
Red boots. And somehow he's walking on like... not coals, but like stones, even though before we were in a actual train station, I don't know what happened. We teleported or something. So now we have the 5 Samurai Rangers, and Mike's making fun of Kevin because he's eating carrots instead of ice cream. He was like, fuck you, man, I like carrots.
I actually thought that part was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm feeling sluggish,
either.
I want carrots. Mike's like, lol, stupid, and then Emily's like, I'm not a kid anymore.
I got boobs, look! And Mike's like, oh. That's exactly what happened.
Pretty much. And then, so they're walking, and all of a sudden a car falls from the sky. And they're like, oh shit. And so they run off. And then we see the guy in red boots turn off the car. The Samurai Rangers didn't even bother to check if anyone was in the car.
And they just run.
They just run.
Mike runs away like a girl with that weird-ass square walk he does.
So the grinders are attacking these construction workers that apparently pushed the car over. I don't know. So they're like, oh, we need to stop these robot guys. And so they're all like, go, go, samurai. And then they start fighting. But they're like, oh, our swords won't work against them because they're all armor fold and stuff. And then all of a sudden, pew, 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 and here's Sky's like, I'm awesomer than you. Pew, pew, pew. And he's just hopping around doing a bunch of Sosuke shit. And he's all like,
let's go,
dude,
Bomber,
I'm so
we're
badass.
Leaving.
Pew, 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 pew. And then he's like, I can beat him. And so he just basically shows the fuck off and beats all of them. And so they demorph. It's like, oh, dude, you're so old school. And he's like, I'm the RPM Red Ranger, Scott. Truman, brought a ball. I don't even think he says Truman. I think he just says Scott.
Ranger Red.
I'm Ranger Red. Motherfuckers.
So we're like, okay, come to the Shiba house with us. And so the girls molest him, and then he's like, why don't you demorph? And he's like, the air, man. Is there air? I don't know.
It's an alien planet. And then Monk comes out and breathes. He's like, seems okay to me.
It's like, so in my dimension, we live in a domed city, and I don't know if I can breathe your air. It's all weird. I don't know. Man, fuck it.
This guy doesn't bathe. Look
and
at
I
him.
I like, need to go piss or something. I don't know how that works. But so Mia's cooking, and they offer it to Scott, but Emily's like, don't be mean. And it's like, well, Scott's actually got the right idea, because he can't eat this shit. But
make me a sandwich, bitch.
I just can't even notice how different Emily looks when she doesn't look like a little kid. But anyway.
You mean because she has boobs?
I don't know. Whatever.
I didn't look
so
at her.
They look, they look at the water table and they're like, oh shit, we gotta go. And then Scott's like, fuck yeah, Harley. And he hops on the Harley and drives away. And she's like, my bike!
He's the only one whose acting hasn't improved.
He stole my bike.
Jaden, my bike!
And I forgot to mention earlier that we had a little scene with fake Antonio from the back. He's like, gold power!
Like,
and he transformed.
Hell,
it was really stupid. But anyway, he's now at Genta's sushi cart defending it because Genta had to go to the bathroom. And we have American Daigoyo, which doesn't talk throughout this entire episode. He's just there.
Which is upsetting to me.
Because I want to know if he talks or not. But anyway. So,
yes.
So Scott fights, and they chase the grinders, and they fight and fight. And Professor Cog shows up, and then they start fighting him too, and they're not cooperating with Scott because he's being a douchebag. And he's like, oh, man. And so there's like hypno nuts or whatever.
Toad?
Hypno bolts? Hypno bolts. There we go. Hypno
toad.
Hypno toad? Somebody's hungry over
and
there.
So,
hypno donut.
They hit Scott and Jaden. He was like, oh, they'll turn against each other eventually. This takes time for some reason. Blah. And so he's going to send them to another dimension, but then the other five samurai rangers block it, and they're like, we'll save you. And then they get whisked away into the RPM dimension, apparently. Apparently, it only goes to the RPM dimension and the samurai dimension. I don't know. But so they get whisked away, and then the other two fall into the water, because that's how it rolls. And then this other wheel guy shows up for no apparent reason.
Baba Chido. Oh.
No, that's Professor Cog.
Damn it, I just wanted to say Baba Chido.
So they climb out, and Jane's talking to Scott, and he's like, man, they'd do anything to protect you. And he's like, yeah, because they think I'm the key to defeating Xandrid, even though I'm not. Derp.
It's my hot-ass sister.
He's like, man, you guys are a team. I'm kind of jealous of you. Bro, you
it's like, I
stab
my sister all the time.
I've got a team, too, but they're capable of, you know, being individuals. And so then we got this big dude, and he's just kind of staring out in nowhere, and Xandrid's like, do shit. And he's like, okay.
It's like he is boss.
And so now he's trying to transport water to the RPM place, and he's accomplishing that, I guess. I don't really know what's going on there. And so now back at the Shiba house, Jaden and Scott are bickering.
I just pictured him pouring it through a dimension hole. He's like, did I make it? And you just see this water pouring right outside the dome, just getting the sand wet. Anyway.
And so, like, oh, there's danger. And then they're like, okay. So Jaden, like,
stranger
badass
danger,
walks.
Stranger
he's like,
danger.
Go-go samurai, and then he's like, civil power, horse! And so he gallops away, and Scott's like, what do I do, man? What do I... Oh, fuck you, Harley! And he gets on the Harley and drives away, and then G's like, my bike!
Jaden! My bike! Jaden! I think the way he says Jaden is just like his Tono.
Tono!
Jaden!
Maybe that's the idea?
Shut up.
Oh my god. So now we have a race scene between Scott on the Harley and Jaden on the horse. Apparently he thinks he can win with his horse.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
So he goes a different route because it's faster, and Scott's like, man, this guy's stupid. And so they do all this, like, stunts and crap. It's pretty cool. But then Scott finally gets there, and Jane's already there fighting.
I think Jane just teleported. He's like, simple power, teleportation.
God damn it. And so he gets pissed and starts pointing his, like, gas guzzler gun.
Nitro blaster?
Yeah, that. Nitro blaster.
Gas guzzler gun.
Pump. I don't know why it's a gas pump.
He just pulled out the gas pump. Oh, fuck. I must have taken this with me at the gas station.
And so then they start bickering, and then they start fighting because that's what the footage calls for.
Scott can't look at his face any longer.
And so I'm like, ah.
He thought it was a walker, and he just started killing it.
And so Scott shoots Jaden, and then Jaden throws his sword at Scott, but they're like, ha, fooled you, because I was wearing this pendant even though you didn't see the string at all. The chain was, like, invisible or something. It's like, I was wearing this pendant, and I had this sheet of paper that protected me from the sharp sword.
Mm-hmm. See how old school your swords are? They're so dull.
And they're like, thanks for letting us walk into your battlefield, even though I don't understand this. I understand because it was Shinken versus Gohanger, and that was the plot, because they were bickering because they were assholes to each other. But it made no sense in this circumstance. So then they flash back to the fact that G noticed the fact that they were bickering at each other because, you know, it was painfully obvious. And so he looked through a book of kanji and he was like, oh, this one will work. And he was like, simple power, pimp phone. And
he used pimp phone fixes everything.
He used his pimp power and turned him normal again. He was like, oh, fuck, we need to act. And they're like, okay, we don't know how to act.
Jane's like, I don't know how to do that. And Scott's like, don't worry about it, I got it.
I've been
in Terranova forever. What the fuck happened to me? Did I get eaten
and
by slashing?
So Jaden makes a car, and they start driving around, and then the Moogers ride the Grinders, except for the one that didn't transform.
Ew, that sounds dirty.
They just piggyback. I love that guy. That guy's badass. So they're just driving around killing shit, and they're like, oh, fuck yeah, and then they get chased by the wheel guy, except then they blow up the wheel guy, and they're like, here, use this disc that G gave us mysteriously. And he's like, okay. And so he turns into Shark Attack RPM Red or whatever. And then Jane goes Super Samurai Red with the Inromar, the black Box Morpher is what they're calling it. I don't know what they're going to call it. But anyway, so they win. And then the other Samurai Rangers show up. They're like, oh, your team says hi, Scott. And he's like, okay.
That's their cameo?
That's
okay.
Their cameo. And
oh, yeah, Dylan says, Bushit!
So they're like, oh, fuck yeah, let's do this. Let's go fight the Mooger army, because they're magically here for some reason. So
they're off in the distance just waiting.
They're like, okay, let's go to this other movie. And then so they travel back in time to where...
reminds me of the Shinkengers.
Go on Red wasn't in this
team. Going to movie after movie.
Go on Red wasn't in this movie, and neither was Shinken Gold. So they're like, oh, we need to have Antonio and Scott go somewhere else. So they hop in a car and drive around.
Like, can you guys drive, like, circle the block a few times? Not in the scene. All
so right. Everyone hops on horses and gallops around and kills things, and then Antonio and Scott's car breaks down because, you know, it's a car made out of kanji.
Fuck my cock.
But anyway, Jaden fights Pig Dude, and he's all like, oh my god, what? I'm gonna die. But he's like, I got super awesome old disc power, and then it turns him into Shark Attack Samurai Red, and so he's all like, dude, check out my sword, and it like goes and extends and kills everyone ever. And he's like, oh fuck, and he kills him, but then he gets all mega mode, and they're like, okay, let's do this. And then so they make the Battle Wing Megazord. And you get to see the Shark Attack Mega Mode, and it looks pretty neato.
It's badass.
Not sure why he's there exactly, but I guess because he was in Shark Attack Mode, even though the Shark Sword isn't there. But regardless, they're like, oh, and he's like, oh, look at my penis snake, brah. And then he's like, oh, we're defeated. And Scott's like, I'm still trying to fix the car, hold on. And Antonio's like, we gotta go, man.
Right?
It's fantastico. And then they're like, oh, let's use the Shark Zord. Oh, okay, and so they make the Shark Zord big, and they combine to make the Shark Attack... Shark Samurai Megazord, I think?
Yeah, like, Samurai Shark Megazord.
It was really simple. And so now they got giant shark thing, and they're like, bro, look at my giant snake penis. And so they totally fight back, and their penis is mightier.
It's a dinosaur shark snake.
So now we cut back to the junk, and then Xander's bitching about a headache, and he drinks his sperm-colored medicine.
Oh, God.
And it is. That's look
salty.
At
salty.
I know, it's pretty gross.
And so now they go back to the train station. They're like, oh, bye, Scott. You were cool, I guess.
And that's pretty much what happened.
So he walks away, and Mike's like, dude, you were kind of cool. I'm sorry, man. And he's like,
so nice to meet a fellow actor.
And he's like, dude, Emily totally has the hots for you. I can see things. I got eyes behind this mask thing, helmet, whatever.
He's like, she wants your dick.
He's like, thumbs up, toodles. And he goes back to his time in the Dunliner. And Mike's like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm a pimp. And so he does like his little happy Irish dance at the end, and then it ends.
We actually used him to do an aerial punch. Yeah. He was just, after it unpaused, he just totally like slammed Emily in the face. Yeah. Not in a good way.
Slammed her in the face with his penis.
Oh, God.
Right. So, our Gold Ranger this episode was Jeremy Burchell. Well, Jeremy, you can go die in a hole because you sucked.
You suck at life. You don't say, Gold Power, right? I could have voiced Antonio for
our voice of RPM Red was Tobias Reese, who is totally Eka Darvill under a different name. Stop lying, you asshole.
He voiced it from Terra Nova. The Sixers got a machine so they can go back and forth between Terra Nova and the future, so he went back to voice it. That's what happened. If you've been keeping up with Terra Nova, you'd know.
Thank you for sharing. Anyway.
Like, I swear to God, there's no way that wasn't Eka.
Like, unless it was like somebody, like an extremely great impersonator, like Terry Fader or some shit.
It was Eka's twin brother, Eko.
Eko? That's the energy source from Jack. You don't know what you're talking about. No, Mr. Eko, he's from Lost. He got killed by the smoke monster.
I just have the feeling like that's him under a different name because of union rules or something.
Yeah, like, unless it was somebody, like, you had to be pretty damn good.
That had to have been like a fucking star impersonator.
Or they had to, like, do really good at cutting together all his lines from RPM.
Because not only did it sound a lot like Scott, it pretty much matched Eka's American accent that he uses on Terra Nova, like, to a T.
Yeah, so either way, I'm pleased with it. Even if it wasn't him, by some miracle, and Tobias is, like, some kind of freak alien thing, they did a great job.
He's actually a bird.
He's a
red-tailed
hawk.
He's one of those bird race from SPD.
But, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by this. Like, I think it's mostly because I went in with such low expectations that just the fact that it was even mildly good made me love it.
Yeah, I really liked it. I watched it twice.
I did too.
I thought it was funny how when they switched movies, they just sat there the whole time, dude, the car's broke. Can you fix it? I don't know, man. I was just sitting there trying to fix the car. It's still broken. They need our help.
Wasn't a good excuse? Well, I mean, I guess Antonio, but fake Antonio can't pilot the Zord. But Scott didn't have a Zord, so that could be his excuse. Kind of like the Go-Kiders this week. The Galleon wasn't with them, so they have an excuse to sit on their ass. Do they really need an excuse? There have been plenty of times where they're just like, I'm just going to take it back, bro.
These guys got it.
Like, first I was like, well, why bother melding the two movies? But then I remembered, like, half of the Shinken vs. Go-On was them in the various worlds doing nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was them in Christmas and world going, Maddie, Christmas.
So they had to shoot all their own footage of, like, them in Corinth or something, and they can't do that because it's not canon. And
not to mention the fact that I completely forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
The Shinkenger movie's kind of useless. It's shorter than a regular episode.
Yeah, the Shinkenger movie was shorter than a normal episode and had nowhere to go, really. And
they just had to introduce the Shark Zord, basically.
Yeah, and they had to do something for a Zord fight because they couldn't use the one that was in Gon vs. Shinken because it had Samurai Hao in it.
Yeah. And it had G12.
I love that the first appearance of the shark thing is RPM Red.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Our first shark attack is RPM Red.
Like, but and I thought that Mega Mode looked really cool.
It does look cool.
It does.
Like
I want an actual 4-inch figure of it.
I want the deluxe figure. I want deluxe figures of every Mega Mold. I mean, the 8-inch ones or whatever, the 12-inch. You know what I'm talking about. Don't
lie.
The
battleized.
Yeah, like that 12 scale.
12 inches of me.
Like, if they had that for every single Mega Ranger mode, I would probably buy them all just because I like those figures enough.
I would. As long as they improve the ankles a bit.
Yeah, but they still look badass. I want gold power. Gold power. There's no gold power. I was pissed. I was like, really? Like, everyone's all like, oh, they didn't bring the RPM cast back. And they didn't get Antonio.
Like, I was like bitching about not getting the RPM cast back. Oh, what's the point if you can't get the RPM cast back? My biggest complaint about this is the fact that the person they got for Antonio sucked.
I know. And they got some kind of freaking Ika mime, or they got him from Terra Nova because of the Sixers. That was the whole reason they were there. I'm convinced. I'm going to merge the two shows now. They're like, we've been sent back to the past to get Ika to voice the team up. Saban sent us. The guy from Avatar's like, what the fuck? And he just goes at him like a badass. Anyway, that was totally random.
Look, my real, it's just upsetting. I don't understand how you can call it Clash of the Red Rangers and not include the rest of the team. Jeez, what is wrong with these people?
I know.
Why are the RPM guys not there? It was called Clash of the Red Rangers, and RPM was not there.
It's disappointing that we don't get the full team up.
Yeah,
but
it would have been cool using the Go On Jushinkan premise of them going to Corinth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is like, you can't be disappointed by it because it was never promoted as a team up. It's like, oh, yeah. they meet up with the RPM Red Ranger.
And realistically, like in the real world aspect, not only was there a huge change in production between RPM and Samurai, but it's been 2 years, so all the cast is doing shit now. Like, Ika's in Terra Nova, and Danny Wing's being on Twitter. And, like,
he's dancing
and he's,
with
like, shirtless.
Australian stars. And
and Flynn's off being awesome. Like, they're all doing stuff now.
I think Flynn's the only one that would have been readily available, because he did the voice of the Scottish-sounding Nylock.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But
yeah,
he's the only one I can think of, because...
It's
like you
Scottish.
Said, I have no idea where Gemma is. Gem's in LA, I think.
Mike Ginn was making his Ash costume. They were all busy. Wasn't this only filmed a few months ago?
Yeah.
Because there was something on Twitter that was like, oh, filming something with my samurai bros again. And then this team-up came up.
We were all confused.
Because
it was
fucking fast editing.
It was like, oh, we're done with samurai. And it was good times, man. And then all of a sudden, like, a month later, like, filming something with my samurais, woo! We're like, what the hell are they filming? And then they're like, oh, team up. And we're like, wait, what?
That was really fast.
But yeah, this was filmed after all of the season 2 stuff. So
you
if you notice a huge jump in their acting quality, it's because this is the last thing filmed.
Yeah, it's really funny. And then we're seeing it, like, mid-season.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? But yeah, the acting, I guess we were talking about that, the acting was much improved. Like, you know, Kevin is still a derp face.
Yeah,
but
I still had a problem with Kevin. Because
he only had one line. He's like,
dude,
you
almost cut
my
head off.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I was aiming for it. But everyone else, like Brian said before in our private discussions, especially Emily's improved.
Yeah.
You almost cut my head off with your baton. Yeah.
Gas baton.
It's not even a sword. It's just a little stick. Let's cut my head off with a little stick.
Gas baton. But yeah, I was definitely present. God
present?
Damn it.
You're surprised. He's turning Japanese.
Freaking Asian.
Oh my god, my ear. Hello? Freaking
Asian.
It was like a screech.
I got improving and...
improving.
Presently.
Presently surprised.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Oh god, everyone's dying in this episode.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, like, it was a lot of fun to watch.
I'll probably watch it again at some point.
Yeah, whenever it's on. Like, that's the thing, is when Samurai comes on, if I'm not watching anything, I'm like, alright, I'm going to try to watch this. I'm like, god damn it, this sucks. Unless it's Unexpected Arrival, because it has Antonio in it.
Yeah,
well, but like
it was,
this comes on and I can watch it.
It was funny, I had it recording because I was at work. And I was sitting at work, and some asshole was like live tweeting random words that didn't even make sentences about it as he's watching it. And I'm like, god
sorry.
Damn it, KO. And, oh, wait, did I say his name? Oh, damn. And so I'm like, oh, and I see like all this people saying positive things. And I'm like, really? This is a surprise, because normally people just say negative shit about everything. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh, yay, it was good.
Then you had the few people on Ranger Boy that were like petitioning to have it not be canon.
Oh my god!
I'm like, we don't even know where this fits yet. To leave it alone.
Like you could, like Brian said, you can just make up your own canon, make up your own Vemon, make up anything.
Leave it alone.
Like they said it's
Basil alone. Like,
I'm kind of okay with RPM being its own dimension just because of the nature of explaining everything away. Mm. But it could very possibly still be in the future, and they just think it's a different dimension. Like, RPM could be really far in the future, like past Time Force if we wanted. We could put it anywhere.
True. I really liked the opening sequence with the footage and the shark attack. And
yeah. Did not include Steven Skyler because he wasn't there.
Didn't include Steven Skyler, Decker, or Balkan Spike.
Yeah.
I forgot about Balkan Spike.
Yep, they weren't.
Like, I don't think they should have been in there, but I forgot about them completely.
Yeah, they weren't there the whole time. But first time since episode 1/18.
Hells yeah. Even yeah. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Brian doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. Oh, I was going to say, I thought Scott was pretty true to character. A lot of people saying he wasn't, but he seemed like that to me.
Like yeah. he was a little bit douchier than he was in RPM. But he still had some fairly decent douche moments in RPM, so it wasn't purely out of character.
Like, any
think.
Of the moments, like, when he was kind of showing off or, like, when he was racing, that seemed very in character just because of his rivalry with Dylan when they were really...
He always did that. He always, like, ran in, like, I want to go be the hero.
And, like, when he was trying to impress the girls, like, sure, some of it was a little off because it had to fit Sosuke, but other, like, I didn't feel anything too huge where people were bitching about it. It's like, I thought it was fine because
like, well, he only acted that way to... Dylan, because that's how Dylan responded to things.
Oh, come on now. How do you know?
Dylan was the only one that ever showed him up.
Yeah.
So we don't know that for sure.
And plus, he was always running in like, Daddy, love me. You know.
Daddy, love me.
And it was just
Brother,
cool to hear.
Brother, love me. Oh, fuck, you died.
Like, because of the way everything's been rushed, I totally, like, that whole fake eagle, I'm the RPM Eagle Ranger. Sounded like Okinemi again. Like, I totally could have seen them doing something like that, but it was just nice to hear. They kept this, like, they didn't go in depth into the way RPM was.
Yeah.
They were just keeping the same terms and, like, mentions and stuff.
They got Nitro Blaster and Grinders.
They know terms.
And getting gear and just random mentions.
Ranger Red and stuff, Red Ranger.
Yeah, that was great. I'm glad they kept that because that's one of my favorite little, like, side things about RPM. Admittedly, I don't know why I started with that. It would have been kind of funny if Bomper was in the movie, but, like, and it was Dr. K's voice from the future, the other dimension. That would have been great. Like, oh,
that would have been great.
Even if they could have even done like that robotic voice, because he wouldn't if they couldn't have got what's her face back, Olivia mm-hmm. Tennant, then it still could have made sense. It would have been cool. But that's just getting nitpicky.
That would have been kind of cool. Like, Bomber looks like something she'd make too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, she's such a kid.
Being locked away and
such
oh god,
kid.
Don't say that phrase, please.
Sorry. Just don't say Zocato and we're cool.
Zocato.
Oh fuck! It's on now. All right, let's throw down. Where are your cards? Time to duel.
Let's settle this with
a
child's card
Lady
game.
Lady Gaga Knight. Wait, it's Magician. Sorry. It's Zubaba Knight.
And Stuttering Golem.
I summon my mother. Yolanda.
That's how I look at it. He's, the name of the he's stuttering when he's saying the name of that golem. It's go, 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 golem.
Go, 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 go. Golem.
A mini Zexal rant there.
Golem.
Anyway, my penis or a mouse is calm.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
It was good.
I'm
it was
hoping
good.
That the season 2 will be able to live up to this.
It definitely gives me hope.
Like, it'll definitely improve. Like, even if it doesn't improve right away, it will steadily improve through season 2 based on what we see here.
And, like, it's a funny thing to be at least mildly excited for, but the Mike and Emily thing, just because, like, a lot of times Shinkenger and other shows will, like, just kind of tease at it for a couple episodes and then drop it.
And then pretend it never existed in the first place.
So, yeah, at least they, like, they picked up on that writing, the random, like, Chiaki getting mad about Kotoha and then decided to run with it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
I love how, like, I don't like the way he looked at you. He's wearing a helmet. Stupid.
I can tell. I also liked that. Like, it's always, like, an overdone joke, but I thought it was pretty funny about when he said next time that Mia fixes, he's going to use his helmet.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be pretty funny. Like, dinner, Go-Go Samurai. What? I'm stuck. I got... I was a ball of light and time travel.
And I was a ball of light and...
frozen in amber.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. We should probably talk about that in just a few seconds. The explanation of...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't mind it. I'm glad it wasn't like, oh, because of the displacement of me transferring, I'm stuck. Like, I'm glad at least it was something different.
I'm stuck.
It would have made more sense.
Stupid.
Well, it would have made more sense maybe if he had said something like, well, I'm used to breathing toxic more purified with a little more toxins air. In it. Or, no, like
super, well, super purified air, maybe?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, that too. Super purified compared to this, or he's used to more toxic air and this might... Either way, they could have done it a little bit better, but it's just getting nitpicky at that point.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Like, they could have just not addressed it at all, but...
Yeah.
Like, either way, I thought they handled it quite well. I was really surprised with just how it was handled in general.
Although, I think if they wouldn't have not addressed it, it would just look stupid. Like, really, this guy's not going to demorph the entire time. We're just going to pretend nothing's happening?
Yeah. Like, it was a weird reason, but I mean, I guess it makes sense, because if you were in a weird place, you wouldn't really know whether you can breathe, too. I mean, it's easy to assume. I mean, oh, I'm a human, they look like humans, maybe they can breathe the same air I do.
Yeah.
It's still not a horrible...
Different. Oh, shit, that's the wrong team. It's kind of a similar premise, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. But it still wasn't a horrible explanation at all.
Yeah, it was just definitely better than the typical, I'm stuck. Like, how the fuck do you pee then, man? That's what I've always wondered. Did Tommy sleep in there? Like, just picture this Ranger under the covers.
How the fuck do you pee?
It's my main concern.
I know, right?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Should we step on the train and get to the future for final thingies?
Yes, we shall.
Right. God damn it. We got off on the wrong train. And Kevin's still here.
Sorry.
Got off on the Ramble Time station. Damn it. We're supposed to run into the wall. Oh, that's Hogwarts. No wonder we messed up.
I didn't feel like running into the wall.
Well, that's why Voldemort's face is all squished in. He ran into the wrong platform.
You stole that from a tweet.
Pretty sure that's one of the ones Kat retweeted.
You'll get used to that. Kat retweeted like epic tweets like a while ago. She retweeted like 24 of them. God.
That's my entire feed is either KO nonsense or Kat. Or Darkblaze retweeting something, because he does a lot of that too. But he retweets everyone under the sun, which I didn't...
he follows everyone ever born.
I didn't think you could follow 1 million billion people at one time.
1 million truths. 1 million
truths. I don't know if I follow that guy. Million truths.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Darkblaze is following all 1 million truths.
1 million truths.
What are you doing? This Ramble Time. That's how professional we are here.
This is what happens when we get off at the Ramble Time station.
Yep, we messed up.
We become drunk.
It'd be like Renamon or Rikamon.
Goatmon.
Good times.
Goatmon's the best.
Goatmon is the shit.
In this dimension, I have new samurai toys.
This dimension? Yeah.
But is there air?
I can breathe the air here.
You don't know?
I know!
No, just Chuck Testa.
Chuck Testa with another... whatever.
Whatever.
Look, Cake Boss, next great baker's on. Everyone knows who the real Cake Boss is. That guy's just an imitation. Yep, tiny burp. You're so right.
Alright, so let's get started with this Ramble Time.
Okay.
I was having fun just being random. Oh, there he goes.
I'm back.
Okay. Alright, I don't remember what happened in Pokemon.
Scrafty.
Scrafty was that one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Scrafty.
Okay.
It's a...
There we go.
What's going on?
I don't know. Kevin's microphone is just getting worse and worse.
He's getting sick.
Hint,
man.
Hint.
Is he here? Kevin? Kevin?
Nope, we lost him.
Did we?
He'll get back here eventually.
That's really funny, because I heard him go, oh crap. That's probably the moment he died. So, Pokemon, Scrafty was like, I'm going to steal your Axew. And he stole it.
Axew.
And then they're like, oh, we have to get it back. And Meowth's like, oh, Team Rocket ditched me for 2 episodes. So, that was fun, I guess.
Yeah, like...
Okay, just like in last Ramble Time, Skype quit unexpectedly. This was our token Miyaka kicked out of Team Rocket episode.
Like,
yeah,
it was so sudden. Like, there was no build up to it at all. They're just like, oh, I got kicked out because I'm stupid.
I totally was waiting for the whole episode for him to, like, betray them, but then I'm like, wait a minute, I looked at the screen capture of this a long time ago.
Wait a minute, I know this already.
This is that time where I was like, Zong? Is she gonna catch me out? Like, no.
Zong?
Yeah.
No.
What, 700 episodes in? No, it's not gonna happen, sorry. No. I saw that thing you guys put in the chat when I wasn't here one day. It was like, Ash is talking about Pikachu having their 1-year anniversary. Best wishes, episode 1. I'm still 10. How does time work?
That's the story of Pokemon.
Pretty much. But yeah, it was an okay episode.
Like, yeah, I didn't hate it.
Ash's Snivy's still badass.
I was just like, oh yay, Scrafty, they're Scrafty. And I'm like, God, you look so weird with your skin on your head.
Yeah, I really did.
That was creepy. I'm sorry, that really was.
And what was it like? Okay, so Scrafty was mad because Mandibuzz was mad, but Mandibuzz was mad because her husband was mad. And he kicked the bitch out on the street.
I think
And Pikachu just electrocuted everybody? That's what I remember.
I honestly don't know.
I fell asleep for like 2 minutes and I missed something.
Okay, what happened was the one Mandibuzz made spaghetti 2 nights in a row for the other Mandibuzz. And then he got mad and came home and beat his wife. And that's how I saw it. And okay. it was like spaghetti again, Mandibuzz. And then she got beaten. And then so she kicked.
Man, look out! The haircut bandit's behind you.
So she kicked Scrafty out of his home because she got kicked out of her home. And then he was all mad and like, I need a Pokemon trainer to come help me.
Why was he mad? He had a fucking little house. Like, where did he get that house in the middle of nowhere? I don't know. Damn it, look out, Brian. The haircut bandit. Gonna get you.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry to ask one or two episodes, Meowth being there, and then I'll be like, I love you guys, Team Rocket.
Yeah, I'll be like, Jesse, James, you guys came back for me, and then we'll join them again.
I like how they're always like, oh, let's steal Pikachu, and then whenever they're separated and there's just one of them, they're always good people. Especially James. I feel like James isn't really bad. He's just like, whatever.
Whatever.
It's better than Jesse Bell.
Jesse Bell.
God.
I'm not bothered thinking about Jesse Bell.
She just gets on my nerves. So, like, oh, James. You come play my Vileplume. You're like, please stop.
Growly.
Growly. And then Growly's never heard from again. Just like any of his other Pokemon, because they're not allowed to exist.
I'm gonna come back for you, Pidgeot. What? Pidgeot's like, where the fuck is he?
Don't get me started on that shit.
Oh, Brian's gonna get mad now.
Yeah, not to mention Butterfree and Primeape.
Butterfree, Primeape, Haunter.
Primeape's gonna be so strong.
I'll come visit you, Haunter. Travels through Kanto again, doesn't visit Haunter.
Imagine how strong Primeape's gonna be.
He'll be like an evolved form of like, Primeape.
Goes back to the daycare. That will cost you $1 billion.
Daycare?
What? You know, like when you go to the daycare and Pokemon, that's how much it costs you.
I don't think the guy would charge, because I think the guy just stole Primeape.
Pretty much. Like, he goes back there, it's deserted.
I believe that.
Fuck yeah.
I ain't even trying to hear that. It's gonna be a thing.
Aerosol. I like how that's like a thing now.
Like, it was such a great line. That they aren't even trying to hear that. Like, whoa, what?
It's like, I don't even think that's English.
I think they were trying to be hip and it just didn't work.
I ain't even trying to hear. What are you talking about?
And you got a picture of them being trying to be all serious. Somebody needs to make one of those little things like they do for Samurai where they're like, Kevin, oh, hell nah.
Oh,
make
no.
One of those. Yes, I want one.
I know I died, I mean.
Oh.
Just like Brian should die, I mean, what?
Don't.
Oh, look, Big Mama's is on again.
The one with sons or something?
Yeah, like father. It just says Big Mama's like father. Because the title is so fucking long, Comcast can't fit it.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, so, alright, so that cover enough Pokemons for this
week? Yeah, I think so. I like Scraggy learned High Jump Kick.
Yeah.
I'm slowly becoming a Scraggy lover.
Yeah.
You have to love Scraggy, it's you.
Scraggy! I'm surprised he's been around. Well, I guess it's just because when he first got him, I thought he was going to get rid of somebody because of the whole six Pokemon thing, and then he's like, fuck that shit. Like, I actually learned how to do this. Like, you mean there's a box where you can put these guys? What?
And then I can switch them out at will?
I thought I had to give them away so they could have a better life.
So they have a better life.
That's why it always happens. Like, you go follow your dream. No, bitch, you fight for me.
Go be with your family, Lapras. Why'd you just get rid of a Lapras?
Oh, what if I just die again? I know, they only had one of those in Kanto. And it's just like, nah, you go have fun doing Lapras things.
Have fun.
Then Lapras came back and he was like, go back to your family again, Lapras. Wait, what?
Lapras is like,
the Pokeball's so nice. Not as nice as a Crossloader, but it's still nice.
I wonder what the inside of a Crossloader looks like.
It's all digital. Didn't you see it in that episode? Have you seen 60... The one, yeah, the one with the Pokemon that turned into mush that they ate.
Wow.
He was in, that's what it looks like. It's just data space.
Okay.
When Gundermon was in... What's that guy's name? Steven?
What's that digital name?
Sergey.
Yeah, Sergey's the dude with the hat.
Yeah.
Fuck, with the gray hair. What's his name? Steven.
Lunsford.
Yes, it's, his name's Lunsford now.
I don't know their names.
I don't know either. They're not Kudo Taiki, so I don't need to learn their names. Anyway. So, I guess we can talk about Zexal now.
Have fun, guys.
Alright.
Ride naps. Get his little nap time pillow out. So, this week was the episode with... What's that guy's name? Cyrus?
Cyrus?
But, not like the...
Cyrus Truesdale.
The actual guy, like, what was his name? He was Hero Man, or whatever. Oh,
Spencer or something?
Yeah, sure. I don't remember what his name was, like, his superhero name, but...
The Sparrow?
Yeah, that's it. He thinks he's
Robin. That's what you wanted.
But, yeah, Astral thinks that this TV show is real, and he wants to identify with him, and Yuma finds this guy, and he's like, I'm feeling the flow! He's like, dude, we're in the middle of class, stop yelling. And
it's like, stop having your period.
And then I'm like, man, this Sparrow guy sounds familiar, and then he takes off his mask, and it's totally Cyrus. Didn't try to hide it at all.
Yeah.
Like, moles. People don't remember GX. We ended that in the third season abruptly. Just like we're going to do with this one. Shh.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Did 5Ds end properly, or...?
No. I think it pretty sure it ended just the way GX did after season 3.
Huh.
It's sad, because that's the best one ever.
Well, yeah, and then... how the fuck do I get up there, Brian?
I don't know.
Oh, I see, I got it.
Because Brian can totally see your screen.
But yeah, and then... there's another more fighting. He got a numbers. He summoned his mom. That was something like, dude, you summoned your mom. Number, was it 83?
I don't remember the number.
I don't know, some large number. Galaxy it's Queen.
Okay.
I know, that's just frightening.
It is. Such a silly show.
Yeah, I'm hoping it gets a little bit less weird. Oh, and then I love it. What's a tribute summon? Excuse me?
How are you engaged in a duel without knowing what all this means?
What's a tribute summon? Well, Yuma, that's when you take two lower level monsters and get rid of them for a higher level monster. Oh. No wonder he almost loses every time.
This is the fourth series, bitch. Granted, the first show we didn't play by the rules, and it confused lots of children, including myself. But still. What was I going to say? Oh, I did like that Astral's, like, really naive, and he believes
smart,
everything
yeah. You know, like, a good like duelist.
When Yuma got caught by that wire, and he's like, you didn't tell me you could fly. I'm like, oh, Astral.
That was hilarious. Like, he's like a child.
That's pretty good. But the next episode's the last one I've seen in Japanese.
That's so going to be fun.
I'll either have to catch up or just stick with this until they end in Season 3 and watch Season 4 subbed. I don't know. There's not really much to say other than Cyrus.
Like, I don't know. We all know I almost said Jaden because of Cyrus. We all know
Yuma.
Yuma, there we go. Good. Yuma's going to win and get the number card and all's going to be well, but I don't know. That's kind of the only problem that I have with the show is that they've made a scenario where unless the person he's dueling has no number card, he can't lose.
Yeah, that, I thought about that too.
If he loses, then Astral dies. Like, if Yugi lost, there was no... Oh, the Pharaoh's dead. It was like, okay, gotta try again.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, well, Yuma can't lose, because if he does, then our other main character dies, because he loses all of his number cards.
And, like, well, I really should catch up on the Japanese one, but there's not very many other characters that are interesting to watch duel. He's, like, the only one. You got, like, the guy that sounds like Goku, and then the girl who's just stupid. And there's no other characters, really, that you can follow for an episode for a duel.
Well, so far, I haven't seen any other characters.
Like, I know Shark, besides you. Shark comes back, and he becomes important. But, yeah, there's, like, because, like, 5Ds and, what is it, GX had, like, a bunch of cast members that you could follow. Like, you do Jaden for a few episodes, but then you'd have, like, a Cyrus focus or, like, a Chumley focus, and they got a duel. But there's nobody else that's really stepped up.
Pretty much anyone. I mean, they have stuff with Alexis, Chaz.
Yeah. But, like, at this point, like, in the 4 or so episodes, 5 that they're in, there's no one else really besides Yuma.
Yeah, it's Yuma and Yuma and, oh, Astral does things and Yuma.
He's tied to Yuma. I guess he's just feeling the flow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but, yeah, so.
What's next?
Brian's
popcorn time.
Well, he already had potty time.
That was before the podcast.
No, it wasn't.
Shh. Remember Brian's in the bathroom right now.
At the other station, I had to stop.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But
the second one was before. There's time travel. Weebly wobbly, timey wimey.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Don't fall down.
That should be my ringtone.
That crossover thing, the
Venerator Rex.
Yeah, that.
So.
I enjoyed it.
So did I.
I'm proud of you.
I know nothing about Generator Rex, and I honestly zoned out for half of this team up. But
Brian, nice. He would zone out, and an alien would come by, and be like, "What's an alien?"
That's pretty much what happened. I wouldn't listen unless Ben was on the screen talking.
That's kind of what happened to me, too. Like, when you said, what was this? I'm like, I don't know. The Generator X people were talking. So I stopped listening.
But the art style was really nice with the Ultimate Alien aliens.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty much the old art style from the original Ben 10. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a little bit tweaked, a little, like, more evolved, but... It's basically what Ben would look like if Man of Action was still writing Ben 10 and he was 16.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing what some of the aliens would look like. Like, Diamond had looked pretty similar, but everyone else, they just looked a little more like what they would look like if it was done in the old Ben 10 style, which was kind of neat to see.
I just liked how much Wrath was in this movie.
Yeah, Wrath was like, I'm the cat's all that. Is that what he said? I'm the cat's all that.
He said a lot of things that I don't really know what the hell he was talking about, but it was Wrath, so I was okay with it.
That's pretty much what happened. Brian zoned out, and then Wrath came on the screen, and he just started dry-humping.
How about that Yeti?
Oh, yeah, the Yeti was awesome. He was like, oh, this is unexpected.
He's like, this is unexpected. Do like, something. I don't know what this one does. I've never seen it before.
Like, part of me is a little bit disappointed because it's, like, his fourth or fifth alien that has electrokinesis as a power, but how cool is a Yeti that shoots electricity? You can't beat that.
He's like Electivire, except... Not stupid.
Yeah, it's like...
I like Electivire.
I love Electivire. He's so stupid.
But he's not a Yeti, so he's not quite as cool.
He's more like a teddy bear.
I'm a teddy bear.
Talked about Teddy earlier. But yeah, he was really cool, Shock Smash. Teddy. I like... Who else? It was Forums was in it. I was kind of... Like, I guess because it's a crossover and they're doing everything that's happening right now, I thought it would be neat, like, for Forearms or... Diamond had to get their old voice actors back. Mm-hmm. Or I would love Heat Blast to be there and have his original voice. Like, what's their logic? 10-year-old Pyronites have an awesome Steve Blum voice, and then when he grow up, he's like this. Heat Blast's new voice sucks. Like, what could... I mean, this show's making more money than it did in the original series, but they can't afford to hire more than one voice actor for everyone. Apparently. They have all of Ben's aliens is D. Bradley Baker... And then they have the guy that does Wrath and Volcanus, and then the occasional Alien X appearance, but then everyone else is just D. Bradley Baker.
Why was Wrath special enough to get?
I don't know. I guess just because they wanted it to be unique enough. Like, I would just Heat Blast, even if they don't use Heat Blast that often. Like, I would just, he needs to have that voice. That's what made Heat Blast Heat Blast. Anyway, that's nothing to do with the movie, really. But, yeah, I like the movie. I feel it could have, it felt a little too heavily focused on Generator Rex's story.
Yeah, I think it's because it took place there.
Yeah,
I think it would have took place in Bellwood, then.
Maybe they'll have one that's reverse and it's still Generator Rex and Ben 10 style.
Maybe.
Like, they had some influence from, like, the Ultimatrix and stuff, and it was pretty cool to see him go upgrade and, like, absorb Rex and then him use builds with upgrade, which was cool.
Yeah, that was neat.
And the suit looked cool. Although, did you notice when he transformed into upgrade, there was no Ultimatrix on him?
I didn't see one.
Yeah, like, because I was like, where is it? Like, it's not Ben, it's an imposter!
what, fuck.
Yeah, they did that. Was like an error or something. Like, it was the Ultimatrix was there when he was on Rex, but it wasn't there when he transformed in the first place.
Cool.
What else I liked? I liked that, like, it seemed like, because that's what Man of Action did when they were in charge. Like, he never yelled out any of the aliens' names when he transformed.
Like, I don't mind that he does, but it's kind of nice when he doesn't sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind he does unless it's like when he accidentally transforms and says the alien's name right. He's like, oh, I'm going for Humongousaur, and then he goes Spider Monkey, and he still says Spider Monkey perfectly.
Yeah.
Or when it, like, I don't know, just like when it's accidental. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I like it when he does it on accident, but then says the one he was supposed to get.
Yeah, so, yeah, that makes more sense. Like,
because they used to do that a lot, and then they didn't.
They just forget about it. I like how Big Chill flew all the way to Bellwood. Like, I don't know how far away Generator X's city is, but it would have made more sense to go, like, Jet Ray or Accelerate or something. I didn't even know he was flying all the way to Bellwood. He just broke out of the building. All of a sudden, he's like, this is Bellwood. It's like, oh, man, there's not a Groovy Smoothie. That's, like, his biggest problem.
There's not a smoothie. Oh, well.
I did notice, though, one thing is when he was Diamond Head, you could hear a little bit of the diamond noises, if that makes any sense. Like, I kind of missed that from the first series, the way Diamond Head had his own, like, sounds.
Right.
In this one, they're just like, oh, whatever. We make enough money. We don't need to hire Steve Blum and make awesome Diamond Head noises. Yeah, I thought it was good. It was a good team up.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was worth. Because, well, not knowing anything about Generator X kind of killed half of it for me, but...
Like, I had a base knowledge, but I had no idea what was going on with, like, his brother, and he's like, oh, I'm Cornelio, and I don't like you, and I work for this people. And I'm like, whatever, I don't care about your drama.
I don't like you.
I'm like, Rex, you're voiced by Junie, stop trying to be a badass. Like, you're just sitting there with warts on your hands with your band-aids.
Junie Cortez.
But yeah, if they do another one, I hope they focus more on Ben 10 or do a little more even.
Yeah.
Instead of just so Generator X-y. But I basically, it was what it served its purpose for what I wanted to see. It was, I wanted to see the old art style back, and I wanted to see aliens, and I wanted to see a new alien. That's all I really needed to know.
Got all that. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, aliens. Fuck yeah, Shock Squatch. This just sounds wrong to say.
Shock Squatch.
Yeah, it sounds dirty. Sounds like a Canadian sex act.
I'm sorry, wait, what? Canadian sex act?
Kevin's ears perked up. Wait, what?
Just go to CanadianSexActs.org. Nonprofit. They're really just about getting the information out there.
Canadian sex.
Oh my god, he's going to do it. Type in Big Boy and Busty.
I'm afraid to do that.
It's awesome. That's a real sight, man.
Is it?
Yes.
They mentioned it on How I Met Your Mother, so.
Well, it says the Ministry of Community Wellness and Public Services.
That's really great. Really great. Oh, that was good. Kevin kind of did.
This is asking me to input my birthday.
Do it. I want to hear what someone recalls.
Enter.
The this is fantastic. Dare I say legendary.
First of all, this says the site is for informational purposes only. It was developed jointly by the Informational Advancement Directorate of Ontario and Bureau des Renseignements de Quebec. Two branches of the Ministry of Community Wellness and Public Services.
Those silly Canadians.
All right, so I have a list. All right, we got Old King Clancy. Reverse Rick Moranis. Montreal Meat Pie. Saskatoon Totem Pole. Musty Goaltender.
Oh, God, that sounds wrong.
Sticky Flapjack. Squatting Eskimo. Five-legged caribou. Newfoundland lobster trap. Manitoba milk bag. Two-handed Zamboni. Sneaky snowplow. Sounds awful. Full Mountie. Sloppy dog sled. That sounds awful. Halifax fudge badger. Two girls, one Stanley Cup.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Brown icicle.
Oh, God. I can just imagine.
Sounds like something Cord would say.
Brown icicle?
Yeah. Frosty mitten job. Montreal petting zoo. Wet ski mask. That sounds awful. Edmonton soiler. Salty prime minister.
Did you just soil yourself?
One tusked walrus and Northwest Passage. So I need a recommendation because I'm going to click on something. I want to see what the fuck it is.
Oh, God.
Two girls, one Stanley Cup.
Oh, God. Right. This is going to be legendary.
All right.
This is what separates us from other podcasts.
This is a picture of Alan Thicke.
What?
Throwing a laptop and it says thick mad, thick smash.
What the fuck? No other podcast about Japanese children's shows will take you to CanadianSexActs.org.
All of these are pictures of Alan Thicke doing things non sexually related.
What?
This is hilarious.
So, Canadian Sex Acts is all pictures of Alan Thicke?
Yes.
Well.
Well, you see, the thing about it is, if you mention a website on a TV program, legally it has to exist. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, is there a website called whatswrongwithmybody.com that they mentioned Drake and Josh?
What's wrong with mybody.com. This takes me to iCarly.com.
That's really good.
See, all they do is reroute the address. They legit made a site.
Oh my God, that's good.
Like, that happened when Conan was still doing Late Night. He said some kind of site night in the middle.
Wasn't it one about the walruses or something?
Yeah, it was something about walruses and something. I forgot about walrus something. And after the show after they finished filming the show, they found out, like, some probably from legal or something was like, yeah, that site doesn't exist, but now you have to buy it because it legally has to exist in case someone tries to go there. So they spent, like, whatever, like, $10 or whatever it is for the domain name. And then they decided, well, we have a site, so let's make something with it. And then they made a site with it and deal kind of shit with it, and it was hilarious. And
so that's kind of what's wrong with my body. Take shit iCarly side. That's really funny.
So that's probably why this Canadian Sex Acts site exists, and it's just nothing but Alan Thicke.
That makes sense because he is. They make a big deal about him and with Robin's storyline and being Robin Sparkles and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm trying to figure out what their website
is. I was like, all the names were ones I heard on the show, most of them, so that's really good.
But yeah, it was is pretty damn funny. That's pretty funny.
Now we went off on a tangent about fake How I Met Your Mother websites.
Anyway.
And the reverse Rick Moranis.
Good times here on RR.
Oh, I can't wait to get their comments on this one.
This is going to be great. No wonder SoundOut can't listen to this. Okay, what was next?
Me and Kevin were going to talk about Mario.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to start, Brad?
Yeah, I actually, a couple hours ago, 100%ed it finally, so
woo!
I'm all done, yay!
Need some DX yay. Cake.
Shit gets hard. Like
That's a great voice. It's Brian's black voice.
Well, it does, like... The intro levels are like, oh man, this game's gonna be so easy. And like, you're on World 5 after like a couple hours of playing it at most. And then you're like, oh god, what happened? And then you get to the special worlds, you're like, oh, this is gonna be so much harder. And then the beginning levels of the special worlds are like, oh, this is easy. Then it's like, oh god.
You missed, you hit me.
Hello?
What's wrong with mybody.com?
Hello, I hit Kevin so hard he flew out of the call.
Was he gone?
He made Skype quit on me again.
But, yeah, the final level that you get, 8-Crown, pretty much is impossible to do without a Tanuki suit. Like, I mean, it's possible if you're, like, super hardcore awesome at Mario, but... If you're just kind of, like, average, you're pretty much going to die without the Tanuki suit.
Yeah. Like, the game is fun. I'm in, I'm on Special World 3. And, I mean, it's pretty fun. The game trolls you. Like, you start off and you're like, oh, look, this game's easy. And then you're like, oh, fuck, it's hard. Like, no warning whatsoever. The special world, even special, like, world, you know, special world one, it starts off as okay, not that bad. It's definitely harder than the normal stages, but then, like, yeah, it gets crazy, and Tanuki suit gets its actual power of turning into a statue. But yeah, you pretty much need the Tanuki suit, you don't need it to do the game, but it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, like, I had beat the game fully beforehand, but to get the final fifth star, you have to beat the game as Mario, beat the game as Luigi, and by beat the game, I mean play every single level. And then, get the golden flag.
Oh, fuck people!
In
Sorry.
Every...
Play fell over.
In, every level.
Oh, sick!
So I was going through doing that, because
Oh, no! Sorry. I'm trying to put fucking Kai's away and it's causing an avalanche.
Yes.
Sorry.
But yeah, it was pretty much really easy. When you're not trying to get all the star coins, it's pretty easy to just kinda get the Tanuki suit and like skip half the level. You're just like, oh, I can jump off this platform and this platform and this platform. Hey, it's the end of the level.
Hey.
But some of those star medals or whatever are kind of really tricky.
Yeah, that's what I've been finding too. I mean, like, for the main game, I just finished that as Luigi today, so I've beat it with both characters, got all the star coins, got all the flags. But yeah, some of those were weird there, and now I'm on I just got on Special World 3, and some of the ones in Special 2 are just like, even those, I'm like, how do I get that? Where do I need?
Did Kazari go? Oh, there he is.
Or, like, you need to, like, do, like, all these crazy things. And, to, again, here, the Tanuki suit. And if you ain't got it, you're going to have a much harder time.
Pretty much.
I mean, like, you could probably still do a lot of it, but you're going to have a much harder time with the Tanuki suit.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the boomerang suit, though, is quite fun.
It is.
And is helpful for clearing out enemies and, you know, Fire Mario / Luigi.
You can get star medals with it, too.
Medals?
Oh, yeah, with the boomerang. When you throw the boomerang, you can... anything it hits, like, if you hit a coin, you get it. So You actually pretty much need that for some too, I think.
Yeah, like, there's some of them that you can get with a well-timed Tanuki jump, but a couple of the ones that are dangling off platforms and stuff are a lot easier to get with the boomerang than it is to try to jump.
A couple of things are dang.
I mean, I know there's one in, you're going up this on a platform that's taking you up. You definitely need the boomerang. That's the easiest way to get it. Or, like, the very last castle. Not the last castle. The one before it. The first Bowser castle in World 8.
First castle from Season 1.
The third star, man. It's floating over lava. You need the boomerang. There's just no way.
Oh, I hate that one. I know what one you're talking about.
You gotta, like, jump and boomerang and try not to fall in lava, and it's... You know, that's pretty bad, but I mean, it's a fun game that I really like, and the 3D is so cool.
Like, I can honestly say that this is the first 3DS game I've played to where the 3D is actually not only really, really good, but beneficial.
This is like an advertisement now.
Oh yeah, explain what you mean by that, because actually I don't know if I'm beneficial. I would agree with the really, really good. I don't know what you mean by beneficial until you explain,
like,
it.
In terms of where platforms are located. Because sometimes with a 3D off, it's really hard to tell how far away from you that platform is.
Yeah.
But when you turn the 3D on, you can kind of judge a lot easier where certain platforms are.
But I love Mario 3D.
Yeah, absolutely terrific game. Like, if you're a fan of Mario and you have a 3DS, go get it.
Yeah.
You don't have it already outside if it's on my Christmas list. Then you're dumb.
Yeah, I mean, like, my sister's getting it for Christmas because she's getting a 3DS for Christmas. One of the kids of karate is getting it for... He's Jewish. He's getting it for Hanukkah with his 3DS.
He's Jewish, so he doesn't get it. That's what I thought you were going to say.
No, Dawson, this isn't a land ruled by you.
Oh, shit.
This is... So he's getting
burn!
Yes, right. 3DS and then Mario for Hanukkah. And,
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, let's hope it.
The
game's fucking awesome. I mean, you just.
I mean, I wouldn't really say it's the best Mario ever, but I love New Super Mario Bros. And I honestly say it's a big step up from New Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, I mean that game, those games, the Wii and the DS one.
Like, both I haven't played it, but I could say it's already more innovative. I mean, just saying,
right?
By the concept.
Yeah. And it makes me happy in pants.
Yay, pants.
I do love my pants.
God damn it, the stupid
Montan gun?
I keep wanting... It's the Gokai Blaster, but I keep wanting to call it the Montan gun.
Gokai Blaster.
Gokai gun?
Gun. It's a blaster.
Gun?
In Power Rangers, it's going to be a blaster, okay?
Well, that's because they're not allowed to use bullets.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. But you know what show I miss? O's. I was picking up my figure arts and I was thinking about how last night I was just lying there awake thinking how I'm not enjoying Forza and how I miss O's. Because at least I can enjoy it. I miss Dante and the cool looking combos and Subarashi and being a dick.
I also miss O's. I finished watching O's.
Okay.
Yeah, I finished watching the TV Nihon version of O's.
Mario Kart 7 comes out on Sunday.
I'm so excited, but... and that's probably going to be a Christmas gift, too.
Yeah,
I gotta wait. But, no, I changed my... the Oh, shit. I changed my background on my computer at work to the cover art for the O's combo chain CD thing. Because I missed it that much. That's dedication. To an O's right there. Fuck. I died.
That's okay.
But yeah, because my background was Forza, and I'm like, Forza is just starting to bother me. I don't have that much of a problem with the show entirely. It's kind of retarded, but...
It's not my favorite show ever, O's, but I just miss it, because it was a fun show.
I miss Ankh. Like, yeah, there's Ankh, Cake Boss, Satonaka.
Like, and I was just thinking, like, the medals were a son of a bitch to collect because we had to buy all this shit, but they had some really awesome looking combos, and Forza is like, derp, I write friendship on you. I have a Bronco combo.
What?
You know, the Rocket States?
Oh,
the Bronco colors?
Bronco combo.
The problem I have with collecting Forza switches is that, like, in they don't even sell all of them with the toys. You have to go out and get, like, gashapons and capsules just to get deluxe versions of all the in-show ones. Like not like, oh, I want to get a Rider Switch, I have to go buy a toy. I have to go buy a gashapon. No, like,
Water or Spike
or Hopping. I have to go buy gashapon switches. And then apply the DX sticker myself. Like, no? This is what we pay Chinese kids to do for 5 cents an hour. Just to work at the factory and put the damn stickers on for me.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
Well, even the Japanese's toys are made in China. Look at the back of all your keys and stuff. They all say made in China, made in China.
Yeah, everything is made in China.
Pat Swiger says B China. It was made in China B.
The secondary China.
It's the China. It's the sub-China. It's below the rest of China.
China B Squad.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, I am... I love myself.
Sure you do, bro.
I mean, not in that same way you love yourself. That's something totally different, Brian. That's a personal choice you make.
Hey, now.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
Go play.
Oh, I will play. Your mother.
Right. Alright, I think that concludes ramble time.
Alright, let's get back on the train and head to the future.
Yeah.
Let's hope we get to the right one. We'll probably end up in the next podcast.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to wait until next week to try to ride the train again. So.
And to figure out where we are. And
hopefully,
it probably comes by.
Hopefully we'll get to save us no Sekai next week. I don't know.
I can tell.
Anyway, all aboard.
Woo woo! Hello!
Hello!
Final thingies!
Hey!
This episode was long as hell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's gonna be even longer. Because Brian and I still have to step into the train and go back to the past. No, wait. We have to go. I don't know. It's all confusing now. There's a timeline involved in every episode.
I don't know.
Do we have any thingies that are final?
I always have a thingy, but it's not final.
I got nothing.
No. Expect big changes soon that we talk about every week. Not big changes. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Don't lie to them.
Expect bitch fits, though.
We're going to have some little like mini announcements. Not anything major, but they're cool stuff.
Fuck yeah, cool stuff.
And we will try not to have our own bitch fits.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm tired of all this drama. I quit.
I quit. You quit. We all quit. We're quitting next week. That's all. That's what we're going to say.
Ice cream.
Brian.
Hello and welcome to our season 2.
You know what number it is?
No.
Thank God. I mean, thank God we stopped, so you know.
Yeah.
Like every goddamn week.
What number are we on? I don't know.
8?
What's our title?
Is there air you don't know? Remember?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's do it.
Hello, welcome to
Art.
I'm
sorry.
I heard a little crack in time there.
So,
loud. Yep, there it goes. It's cracking. Cover it.
Is this what my robot sounds like?
Yeah, sort of. It's like the beginnings of Kevin dying. Okay.
Wait, what's happening?
Relax. Okay. You started to do that. Okay.
Oh my god! Fucking eight!
Cover it with the spackle. You need some caulking.
My heart!
Burning heart of fire! Defender
my
of
my heart is burning right now because it's.
Hello? You cocky cock! I just felt like saying that to be
honest. That's a dirty word.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Right. So we're starting with Kamen Riders. So we got Tendon.
That was great timing. Tendon! Noises. Those come through clear.
Does he not know that he's broken?
I don't think so. I hear a rhythmic death noise. There we go. Are you still going?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
You didn't tell me I was broken.
Yeah, our reactions didn't say anything to tell you that at all.
They actually didn't, but that's fine. So starting back from where I was, what was the last thing I heard, you heard before I was broken?
Teddy.
Tendon.
Oh, okay, so we have tendon.
And people all right. are bitching.
Move along. Getting,
okay. Moving along.
Fuck my life.
Settled?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, all I know is 1 minute Dawson's talking and he just shows up, fuck my life! That could mean anything at this point.
That usually signifies the fact that you have just totally just fucked up big time.
It's that FML moment with Jennifer's microphone explodes.
Okay.
So.
For the love of God, turn it down! I think I killed him.
Okay, now this thing's gonna spaz out. I don't know how to make it spaz out. In time! No, horrible didn't work.
Oh.
Damn it. Usually gets it.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? What the fuck are we doing?
I'm waiting
Somebody
for you to
give your thoughts on this mess.
What?
Going on with...
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
There we go.
Nope. Okay. Nope.
Beat it.
There we go. Well, the thing, I think I heard y'all on like a half second delay because I plugged it back in. You're like, okay. Well, I plugged it in, I heard no, and I unplugged it. As I'm unplugging it here, it's good. I'm like, damn it.